3, 5.
So basically, we have decided, literally we were sitting there watching Mighty Morphin the other day, and we said, fuck, we're just bantering some of the episodes and bashing it. Might as well just start a Power Rangers podcast. So fuck it. So welcome to our brand new segment, 3, 3, 5 Live. If you don't understand what it means, you're not a Power Rangers fan.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you for listening to this anyway, then, at that Absolutely. Point. So join with me, it's my good friends, a couple best friends, my brothers, Matt.
Hello.
Scotty.
Yo.
So with the three of us, we are diehard Power Rangers fans, and Scotty's never seen the 2017 movie.
No, I have.
It's a sequel, but it's a reboot also. Yeah. I think. I don't know why they didn't just make this movie its own. Every year, Matt, they do Sentai. Why right. didn't just make it its own Power Rangers theme? Why did they have to rebrand it?
Like make it a Mighty Morphin reboot as opposed to maybe just making like a new identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. But I don't know. I mean, for me, I think that would have been harder for audiences to swallow than just rebooting the Mighty Morphin for nostalgia's sake, at least.
Because it's weird. We're going to take you through a whole... I don't know, how long is this movie?
That's
2 hours and 3 minutes of a live reaction of... Basically, I've seen this, saw this movie in theaters. Matt's seen it. Yeah, Scotty's never seen it. So, but every time when I watch movies with friends, I notice different shit. So,
yeah, well, it's nicer when you got the DVD because you can pause it like at certain things and you can notice things. Like with Ready Player One, it's like you can notice all the little
Easter eggs
and shit.
Oh yeah, and especially with this film, it can actually if it's well with some of the Power Rangers storylines. Like we'll get into it, but is it
fan friendly?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, it takes a lot of the lore from the overall franchise, like not just Mighty Morphin, like it actually, like the whole Zordon era of the show, it fuses together elements. You'll see what I mean in like the opening.
But is it a sequel?
It's not a sequel. It's a full reboot. Yeah, like it's a full blown. Like I can see why you would think it's like a sequel of sorts, because it's like you know. Like it's an alternate reality, you know. It's not the main line.
It's canon for some. All things considered, even with Boom Studios, what they're doing with the comics, this is canon to the other Power Rangers storyline. Right. So I'm gonna go with alternate universe.
Yeah, it's an alternate reality. Yeah,
I'm interested in how Zordon is updated. Definitely,
it's cool what they do.
How they
at least with Zordon, it's cool.
In any ways or.
It's
Zordon is cool.
I kind of preferred Alpha 5 the way he was when he first debuted Mighty Morphin. Like, he was kind of like the comedic, kind of funny.
Exactly. But yeah, he's not like Bill Hader. To me, everything about Zordon and Alpha in this, they're like, they come off like a bunch of assholes. Which, in some situations, Zordon did in the show.
In the show, yeah, absolutely.
But Alpha was always like reliable and funny. But like, here, I'm just like, I don't know if it's Bill Hader's voice that I don't like, or I'm just so used to the original.
Okay, let me mute that.
Yeah, right.
Zordon's kind of supposed to be like...
Zordon's supposed to be the mentor.
Yoda, you know what I mean? Like, he was like, what, the first ranger or whatever? Is that what the, you know...
I don't know.
At least that's what they do here in the movie. That they do it here that Zordon was the original Red.
I think it's canon that he's one of the original five rangers or something like that.
I think so.
I think I sent that to you, Joe.
Yeah.
Like, last week or something.
Oh, fuck. It's definitely implied... And like the old shows that like why would he have the coins if they weren't like something he used?
So just to fill everyone in, the podcast that we're going to be doing once a week is going to be about any topic Power Rangers, whether it's the top 10 movie reviews, episode reviews. It's going to be fucking fun. So just stay tuned. But as of right now, we are now starting Saban's Power Rangers from 2017. Here we go. So feel free to listen to the commentary. Sync it up with your movie at home, by all means. And, good old logo.
Do they take kind of long to get to the point? Because, like, I know, Joe, we were talking about, me and Maddie were talking about last week of how, you know, the cool thing about the Power Rangers TV show was how they pretty much...
Yeah, it got right to the point. Yeah, like,
it's like right here, this planet Earth.
Cenozoic era. Here we got some terrible.
Which again doesn't make sense because Rita had no idea what Earth was, right?
Well, in the old canon, I mean, she knew what Earth was, it was just different
Zordon's
from what she remembered.
Yeah, so obviously, Zordon's a ranger.
Zordon was the original red ranger. That's what it looks like.
Here, the suits look good because they're not heavily CGI'd here.
No, this is actually practical.
Yeah, and the suit looks a lot better.
Apparently, the helmets were all practical.
Yeah, I can see that.
doesn't look terrible. It doesn't have the simple, you know...
Like, yeah, it's very complicated, but here we get to see.
I wonder if this links up with the alien Rangers.
Who is this Yellow Ranger supposed to be?
No idea.
Just one Azordon species.
We don't find out?
We don't find out, like, her name.
It says, Alpha, I am the last one we must stop. Send the meteor to my coordinates. Yeah.
So I guess they killed the dinosaurs.
So we get to see Zordon, what he looks like.
Yes.
Okay. So that's pretty cool looking right
there. He does look like how he did in the old movie, kind of.
It says, seek only those who are worthy. Find out who's who are strong. He had all 5 power coins on him? Seems odd.
Well, it's well, here we go. Yeah, see the Zeo crystal?
They throw the Zeo crystal in right away. Okay.
It's like the MacGuffin of the movie.
Kind of looks like, you remember in the first movie when Zordon died? Bryan Cranston, he looks like...
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like he actually looks...
Is that what it is, Bryan Cranston?
It's Bryan Cranston, yes.
He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah. I actually really love this chick whose name escapes me.
Is that Elizabeth
Rita.
Banks?
Thank you, Elizabeth Banks. I like her as Rita.
There goes her green power coin.
Is she supposedly the Green Ranger?
Oh,
she
I didn't even notice that.
What?
That the coin went separate from her body.
Yes. Yeah. And there's
the
Zeo
crystal.
So the coin
was in her scepter, I guess?
Yeah, it's in her staff, yep. There's the Zeo crystal.
So is the Zeo crystal going to be destroyed here?
Well, at least I think
they attempted
to
do it.
And now we get to the Michael Bay portion of the movie. That was just a joke.
They start the...
You just milked him. This is a hit. Was it one udder?
Yeah, that's not an udder, dude.
I was gonna say, it was actually kind of weird. It was pretty big, and I had to use 2 hands.
Stop. We will never discuss this again.
Great. Power Rangers opened up with a masturbation on a cow joke.
Yeah, and a zoom in on cow dick.
Alright, I'm gonna pause it right there, because I'm actually... Oh, not really pause, but I'm... I don't know why they thought this was funny.
And that's why I called it the Michael Bay portion of the thing, because, like, I don't...
It seems like they've taken Angel Grove into somewhat of a Midwest...
This is the
Southern Texas type of...
It is kind of, yeah. Like, it's not like the city that it was.
I thought Angel Grove was supposed to be kind of like California, like a suburb of California.
It is in California.
Yeah.
But this must be the inner city.
If they would have said it was like Reseda or something, or like right outside Reseda, because Reseda's...
I'll tell you
like
what, though. If you pay attention to Mighty Morphin, and I'm not really sure. What's a good volume so everybody can hear us? Is that, you think, fine?
I don't know. I guess it would be hard to really say without, like, testing it.
Fuck it.
I will figure it out.
But the one thing I'll point out is that they mentioned Zordon in the TV show, different districts of Angel Grove. Even granted, it's a Sentai footage. But here, you see a good portions of those. Like the boat, the docking district, like the, you know, other...
The abandoned warehouse district.
Yeah, I don't know what they're seeking to accomplish with
it's
that
just a
scene.
Power Rangers. Oh, really?
Yeah, the fact that it's just, like, and it's thrown into the corner, just sort of like, oh yeah, by the way, this is a Power Rangers movie, guys.
3 weeks later, okay.
In case you forgot after the couch.
Yeah, okay. Because it seems like the writers forgot, too.
This one, I think you've done the dumbest thing you could possibly do. Even this guy sounds like he's a hick, you know what I mean? Like something even dumber and you do it.
Yeah, it's left like, very ambiguous as to where this, like, is.
Typical, like, American redneck driving a truck, like, middle America type of...
Yeah, that's funny. You know what's not funny?
It doesn't have the feel.
This was supposed to be your season. I had scabs coming to every game. You could have written your own ticket. Now it's all gone.
But Jason being a football player is kind of lame.
Hey, you gotta come
because his whole thing was he was this karate
the
martial arts expert.
He also played football.
He did play football. He was.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
It wasn't a focus. But they were all like ridiculous athletes in the show.
Plus, it would have been cooler, I guess, if they got like Austin St. John to play his dad or something. That would have been that would have been a better idea.
I do think that would. Because
then people would have got like fans more into the movie right away. Boom! They suck you right in.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Angel Grove High definitely had some updates throughout the years.
Yeah. It's more boring looking than it was on the show. Looks more like a prison, really.
It says class of 2012 on the plaque. What?
That's funny.
I'm sorry. She makes a hell of a Kimberly.
I actually really like the chick as Trini.
Oh, Becky G?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that because she's a lesbian?
No.
I'm just saying.
Is that why they explain how she doesn't wear the skirt part?
Yeah.
The Pink Ranger doesn't get a skirt either.
No,
really? No.
Not on these updated suits.
But that is, she's the first openly gay Power Ranger, which is weird because I thought Billy was.
That was never a... Well, actually, Billy goes to Aquitar in the show for that chick.
Oh, does
so
he?
So he was straight on the show.
Huh.
Not to mention, he was always around Trini, too, at the time. So, like, it never went anywhere.
Yeah, but they never...
It never went anywhere, but it always seemed like maybe they were planning.
What the fuck is Ed Sheeran doing in a Power Rangers film?
Are you crazy? What if he had an extra?
I'm so grateful they didn't try to make him Bulk or Skull.
Would you stop me?
He looks like Axl Rose Jr.
Like he's just generic bully.
Hi, I'm Jason. It's my first time here. It's exciting. And you must be a bully of detention. How dumb can you be?
Nice.
Wow.
I forgot about that part. I like the bitch slap. Yeah.
I did. Weird, right? Now I'm gonna be here every day for what seems like the rest of my life, and I'm sure that you are too. So let's make it deep.
So what I'm saying, like, I like their attitudes, but it should have been a different set of Rangers, not the original.
We'll be okay.
Names. Then it would be, if that's all they need to do is fix this film. Different names, different Ranger team, that's it.
Okay.
Backstory with Zordon, we can get a different one, it's fine.
I'm okay.
But they're trying to ride the coattail of the original.
I mean,
the part with Zordon in the beginning was cool. I liked that. Zordon and Rita right away.
I would have liked to have seen more.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish it was extended. Like, I wish there was more of
the battle. What were
these
two chicks doing in there by themselves?
Girl things, you know.
So, this is where you come every Saturday.
No. Hold on, I'm pausing this. What? There was nobody in there. They could have opened the door and met her, but they were jammed in that stall together.
Snorting coke, maybe.
It's an app. First of all, it's a Saturday. Saturday detention.
Definitely snorting coke.
Snorting coke.
Yeah, you know? They're definitely doing something.
It does.
Well, so they seem kind of out of breath, a little sweaty looking.
That's not exactly how it happened. I mean, he's a liar. You punched his tooth out. They put it back. Water under the bridge now. Let's move on. Oh, thank God. We're moving on. Without you. Cutting you out.
This is such high school shit. Mm-hmm. First of all, nobody would ever cut out the original Kimberly from their circle of friends.
That's like something out of Heathers, pretty much. The movie Heathers, you ever see that movie?
No. I did not.
Harper giggling? Oh, her name is Harper?
Girl's name's Harper.
We have the subtitles on, so I guess her name was Harper. Fucking names their daughter Harper.
I kind of dig the name.
So in this film, do they kind of not, like, all hang out? They're all from kind of different aspects?
They
come together by sheer accident.
It's Breakfast Club.
Like that,
Power Rangers, yeah. Like, through detention.
She gets a fucking full-blown, like, $300 haircut.
That she gave herself.
That she gave herself in, like, 20 minutes.
You know what sucks? Is, like, I actually like her so much better with the long hair than, like, what she gives her. Like, it's weird how, like...
Even Jason's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Not that she looks bad with the short hair, but I don't know. She looked a lot more like Kimberly with the long hair.
Yeah.
Like, she actually looked the part.
All right, let me stop it right here. Okay, Billy... I did not know this. Billy in the show has autism?
No. They just did that for this movie. I guess maybe you could infer it considering how overtly socially awkward he is, but it's never explicit.
But then why did they give him, like, was that the whole dynamic of this Rangers team instead of being like, oh, the Black Ranger's black, one, the Yellow Ranger's
it's
yellow.
Representation.
It's Black Ranger, and here, has autism. One's a lesbian, the other one's...
It's all about representation.
Different identities coming together kind of thing, like...
No,
Why couldn't they have a storyline kind of lead up to that rather than just say, oh, yeah, this person's this person's that? You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, they kind of, they flat out just say it, like...
Even Jason kind of comes across, like...
Jason comes from, like, an abusive house, it looks like. Like, his dad's, like, an asshole, I guess.
Jason doesn't come across as really much of like a martial arts tough guy. You know what I mean? Like,
no, he's a jock. Even,
he's like a nice, basic, preppy jock.
Like, yeah. They made him like too pretty one, like in a way. You know what I mean? Like,
why would the school bell ring on a Saturday?
That is a little weird.
This dude shouldn't be walking around with a freaking, denim jacket and freaking jeans and. He should be walking around with like a headband, so with some martial arts kind of like get up. You know what I mean? Like,
what's your name again? Billy Crimson.
And I like this kid, Billy, a lot.
Oh, so they made Billy a black guy in this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rather than, you know, taking the risk of making the Black Ranger black again, you know.
So Zach's a white dude?
Yeah. Zach is an Asian. I would honestly
hang out. So Zach is really Adam then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. So.
I'm sorry. Wait, no. Don't leave. Hey, all right, so I don't really expect for us to hang out. Truth is, I need to get someone tonight. I could really use your help. Billy, I hear you, but as I told you, I have house arrest. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I can fix that.
How are they going to get around this house arrest thing?
Watch,
Billy.
I have to be in my house before 7.
He's a genius.
Well, if you come to my house before 7, then I can fix it for you. Oh, I also have a car or access to a car. And if you decide to help me, you can have the car for a few hours.
This guy just met him and is like trusting him immediately with this brace.
He's offering him freedom from his shit. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Jason is kind of like a young Rob Lowe wannabe. That's...
Dude, why does it look like there's never a sunny day in Angel Grove?
Yeah, it looks like
throughout this entire movie, it's like weirdly gray.
It looks like Twilight.
It's, yes, that's a good way to put it.
Do they even have like Ernie's? You know, shop.
No,
around.
There's no Ernie.
No Ernie and no Ernie. No,
apparently
no,
he is. He is going to be in the second movie.
Where he's hanging out.
Did you hear who they casted for him?
No.
Nathan Fillion.
Which is
a great
new
movie. Yeah.
The guy that was in Slither.
What the fuck? Dude, I told you it's the inner city of Angel Grove.
It's the town of Cityville.
Is that Jason Scott? Oh my god.
It's supposed to be Jason Lee Scott, though.
Yeah, they kept the Lee, they just don't say it a lot. They said it early. Billy?
Yo, his mother was about to have a fucking corrupt, like...
656, I know, you got 4 minutes, grab that chair. It's all this stuff. It's objects...
It does kind of look like Billy's garage, though, in the show.
Here it is. Put your foot in this.
What is it?
It's a Faraday cage. You should have stopped the sales thing there for lucky.
That's a 3 minute warning. Come on. If the signal goes out.
Bring that to any scientist. I don't know if that would work.
7 years, 4 months, and 2 days? 2 days. Okay.
It's a long time. You used to work at the mine.
Billy, I really don't think that we have time.
You still live at 44.
Yes,
oh, that's weird.
Great house.
Okay. So, yeah.
The fuck, did you know where you live?
We used to go and find objects together. Some really, really old.
I'm gonna get in trouble, Billy.
Oh, almost like that show American Pickers.
Billy, this signal's gonna go off. Really,
literally telling him a backstory about his dad.
What are you doing? So much. Dude, come on, seriously. It's gonna go. Billy, come on.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
Can you stop touching me?
That's a pretty cool so shot, cool. Angel. Over there.
Well, you are giving me the van. Lending you the van. Yeah.
How much further is it?
Just 44 minutes and 52 seconds.
See, they gave a short backstory to say that him and his dad used to go mining. That's okay,
Billy. Yeah.
And he just wants somebody to go mining with?
Okay, this is the entrance to the gold mine, and clearly, Billy, the sign says...
Keep driving.
And this, they're gonna run the command center here, basically?
More or less.
Kinda.
You're gonna blow this whole thing. You're not be voting.
Can I be honest? The deal was, I drop you somewhere, I get the van...
Do they release Rita in this?
This is weird.
They do?
No.
We don't know each other at all.
See, that would make more sense of why they're chosen if they did that.
I'm on the that would have been cool.
He says right here, I'm on the spectrum.
Is that like a workout program? Tybo?
No, it's a diagnosis. I know, it was a joke. I was kidding.
See, that's the thing.
I don't think he was joking.
Like, my brain doesn't work the same as yours does.
Yeah. Well, consider that a good thing.
It's just that I can't read humor or sarcasm. Oh, but I do remember things. Like, I remember everything. Hey, Billy, let me stop you.
You don't need to tell me all this.
We're cool. Well, we're almost there. This is good news, so... Take my
I'm with Joe so far on this.
Gonna be
I think it would be better if they introduced these guys as totally different characters.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's that?
Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Zach.
They fucking shot this as if it's Final Fantasy. Awkward. And he's literally stalking Trini. It's the same girl again.
Yeah, at least Trini's in metal.
Trini's a metal chick that's a lesbo.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have a relation. Oh, no, they can't. She's gay.
Yeah, she does.
But he's definitely interested.
Yeah, but he's the one who figures out that she's gay.
No, she tells him.
Yeah, because he figures out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he says something like boyfriend problems, and she makes a face, and then he's like, girlfriend problems?
Okay, this is just fucking hot. You would never see Kimberly take off her fucking shirt in the original show.
As much as we wished.
Yeah.
Nor was she a swimmer. She was kind of like a gymnast.
Yeah, she was a gymnast, yep.
Cheerleader type. Valley girl more.
He's literally... They're gonna hook up. I think that's gonna be the thing. I don't think she's gonna hook up with Tommy.
Hey!
He totally has... I don't know.
Kimberly!
There's a rumor saying they want Tommy to be a chick. I'm...
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too keen on that. Despite the fact
that the end credits scene kinda already throws that possibility out the window, but...
We know each other.
We do know each other.
Well, we know who each other are, but we don't really know each other.
I know you used to date Ty Fleming.
Yeah. And you know I punched his tooth out.
I know they put it back.
Okay, they don't really explain this as much, but Scotty, apparently she was black. I don't really know what the thing was. Something about this guy exploited a photo.
Of her or
yeah, they go into it later. They go into it.
It doesn't specify if they're nudes, but like
it's
that's what yeah. But I don't know, I really like Kimberly in this movie. I feel like she's the closest to the actual character.
Yeah, she is.
I'm not feeling Jason right now, man.
He's nice. Like, they all become very likable.
Yeah.
So what are you doing up here? You follow me?
Like I said, this starts off very Michael Bay, but then once, like, Zordon and everything
yeah,
in it,
this
it
comes
gets,
very
it
close
to
very, like, Transformer-esque.
It does, initially.
They might as well just have, like, the Lost Transformers just come out of nowhere. Just as soon as
yeah, that would be great.
Headed.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, that's what happened. We got Ship Angel Grove. Great.
That funny to you?
Asshole.
This Kimberly's kind of a badass. In a
that's
way.
What I'm saying. Yeah,
like, star quarterback crashes and burns, destroys his career, and destroys her.
She's kind of how she is more in the comic currently, the Boom Studios comic. Like she's more like a punk, or, you know, outcasty kind
of
chick.
She's just got more of an attitude than Jason has. Like Jason's kind of come across as like a
where.
Anywhere.
Like a young dude, the guy that's in the office. Like,
see,
like
watching this movie makes me believe that it's somewhere, somehow, a sequel to the original. Because there's
what
so
makes
many,
you think that?
There's just so many callbacks to like certain things that happened within the towns prior. Like especially when Zordon activates the morphing grid for the first time and shows them the original costumes, like the Mighty Morphin, are actually seen inside the morphing grid.
That's just an Easter egg.
But I'm saying, like, it's just.
Do they mention Ivan Ooze at all?
No.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
What?
You'd never do it.
Try me.
Oh, you and me? You got a car?
I have a van.
Oh, that's creepy.
It's not that kind of van.
Every van's that kind of van.
So let's go.
They'd fuck. Let's be
real. Are you daring me? Because I'll go.
He could kiss her right now and that would be it.
Get ready.
that didn't work.
Did they specify why he was blowing this rock up?
I think it had something to do with, I think he was trying to smite the mining company or something that his dad worked for.
Let's work this out, huh? I've seen him up here before.
Hey, Jason.
You can have
water. Hey, Jason.
Or something like that.
I was just trying to dig a little deeper. Maybe I dug too deep, huh?
Billy, I don't have to yell. We can hear you, okay?
Okay.
Hey! You guys looking to get busted or something? This place is a restricted area.
Oh, really? I just thought restricted? As in... We shouldn't be standing on crazy rocks doing Karate Kid moves, right? Yeah.
Guys?
I see.
Yeah, or, camping out on old trains. I see you too, homeboy.
Guys?
He actually lives in that train, I think.
I don't think so. He just, like, hangs out there. But he lives in, like, a very... I think he lives in, like, a trailer. They show it later.
One way, I think it's a sequel to Zeo Crystal. That's one. Two?
Yeah, I don't get why they mentioned the Zeo Crystal right off the bat.
Well, like I said, they just take the lore and just kind of mesh it all together.
I mean, what? This is where they find a power cord.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. What happened to the original power cord, man?
Well, as far as this universe is concerned, this is the original power cord.
No, no.
Oh, wait, you mean like on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, they're destroyed during the Alien Rangers miniseries. Like,
yes.
they actually get destroyed. Like,
I mean, statistically, could they have been destroyed, or could they have been just...
No, they were illegitimate. That's why Zordon, in the beginning of Zeo, is like, the Rangers as you know them are no more.
Guys, do you hear that?
Because literally, those coins were shattered. That's why in Power Rangers in Space, like, it was dangerous for Adam to morph. Like, that coin was damaged. I mean, obviously, it was still usable, but... I don't think they explained that. I think they were just like, hey, fuck it.
Alright, so basically, they all just happen to grab one coin? What if they grab the wrong ones?
Yeah, it's a little weird how
at least
like,
Zordon in the original show chose them.
Chose them specifically for personality traits that fit, like, the role. Here, it's just like, yeah, it does seem like they just get lucky.
So far out of these newer Rangers, I think Billy's character is the best. Comes across the most.
He's almost like
he's the one that gets
you know
the most
like, The rest of them kind of seem like caricatures.
Yeah.
I think the license plate says California for clarity.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Damn, really hard to see.
What about the other guy?
This would have been better had it been like
this. I don't get.
Billy's dad would have worked on this site or something. That's why they're there. That's why Billy's there. Like, maybe his dad died on a job looking, and then you know. They revealed that he was looking for the power coins or something.
No, I'm sorry. There is no way that Zach ran as fast as they did. Driving.
Hey, what do you want me to do?
There's no way. Oh, wait, he has the PowerPoint. Maybe he started running faster.
Yeah, that might be a good explanation for lazy writing.
PowerPoint's kind of saved them from this here? Are they
essentially, yes.
Damaged, pretty much.
Hope you have insurance.
Yeah, your parents are not going to be happy, Billy. Or your mom.
It's Billy's car. Now they're going to try and figure out who stole their vehicle. Okay.
Smoke's turned, it's coming back, we're getting out of here.
This part's fucking retarded.
Yeah, isn't that Jason's dad?
Do they like fish Rita out of the ocean?
Yes, they do.
Ocean here?
Yeah.
Just by the way your guys' reaction was being so like, oh yeah, they catch Rita.
It's stupid, I'm sorry.
It is stupid. Yeah, I would have been fine if they kept it that she was locked in space. Like on the moon. Like there's nothing wrong.
She
with
looks
that.
like a wannabe Leviathan there. That's kind of dumb.
Like, the origin from the show would have been fine to keep. With the Green Ranger, motive.
Why is Jason all of a sudden chiseled as fuck?
Because he got bitten by a radioactive coin.
A red radioactive coin.
Red radioactive coin. Probably is.
Oh, it doesn't need his knee brace anymore. Look at that. He can play football again. He's fully healed. He's got that symbiote virus.
You know, especially after he just was in a, major car accident that would have killed most people.
I had those power coins in my car. You guys actually got to see it. They actually did a really good job molding them.
They actually have, like, the dinosaur's faces in them. At least on the toy.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like...
How did they get home?
Teleport.
Literally, it's never directly explained.
They teleported. That's gotta be the only reason.
Yeah, but like, it's never explained that the coins can do that because they never teleport to the command center. They always jump down the cave. Like, they always physically go to the command center. Like, this is the only time it's ever implied that they teleport at all.
I'm sure in the next movie they will.
So far, I feel like they're taking a way too serious approach to this. They should have gone, like, the TV show was, like, campy in its ways, and that's what was cool about
it. Yeah, it, like, embraced itself. It was like,
Like, it never took itself too seriously.
This is what I'm saying. This is more geared towards adults.
100%. But they went a little too far, I think. I feel like it's geared more towards high school.
Thinking you, shit face emoji.
Because the comic book is more geared towards adults.
But I think this was also geared towards the original Power Rangers fans, like us in the 90s. It was like, we know, we understand it, we get it. With a little bit more humor, but... I don't know, it's got such a dark tone to it. Like, here's Ed Sheeran again. Or Jesse Eisenberg.
Are Bulk and Skull even in this?
No.
There's no Bulk and Skull.
This is like the equivalent.
You get this dweeb, you get this Ed Sheeran wannabe instead of Bulk and Skull?
Yeah, hold on.
The fact that this dude literally casually wanted to break Billy's wrist, and he's actively trying to break his wrist. Like,
yo, Billy knocked out homeboy, look at this. Colt Wallace.
Thank you, random arbitrary high schooler.
Oh, now that girl's just dripped in fucking vagina panties over Billy. Nice hit, Billy.
It would have been cool if they had the same principal.
Oh, Mr. Kaplan!
Yeah. Didn't that actor die?
Oh, I don't know.
Did he? I think he did.
We gotta find
him. I think I remembered
seeing. Or if they had the guns to play a song, maybe.
That
would
have been, That would have been cool.
But if you must come at me, come at me, bro.
Bro, he's telling such fibs right now. Like,
down goes douchebag. Head down goes. I can't say a word.
Really?
Oh my god, Kimberly Hart is talking to Billy.
We need to talk.
I really like Billy's shirt.
Nice hair.
Okay, this part I don't understand at all.
weird?
You mean like weirder than usual?
Yeah, different.
These like funny little coins that have colors that will strangely match our clothing attire for the rest of the
day. Me either. Oh, I'm strong.
How strong?
Like insanely strong.
I feel like we need to go back up there.
Jason's just like, I mean, I was already strong, but
the counter's boiling.
Again, we will never explain this.
Yeah, I'm all for the high schoolers trying to like pretend to be like sexy for a minute, but
even though they're clearly like too old.
Sure. Yeah.
At least they kept that aspect of the show.
Oh, that smell is it's intense.
You should make a note of that. Smell inside an old fishing boat that holds tons of dead fish.
Wait a minute. How come the power coin was able to try and melt everything but didn't melt Jason's,
Alright,
because
I need to get to bed.
Lock up his fucking sink.
Again, it will never be explained.
Or was it just because it was on metal?
Never explained.
And Saban made this. He approved this.
Yeah, that is the thing. Like, he had to approve of all these things.
I wonder what Jason David Frank was. Oh, he got kicked out of the premiere. Did you hear that?
Yes, that story is actually pretty funny.
Who got kicked out of the premiere?
Jason David Frank.
He was actually kicked out of the premiere.
Yeah, he took out his phone to take a
selfie. He wanted to take a selfie, but like the movie, I think, had already started, and it was, you know, the premiere, and so the security.
And they were like, "We're afraid of you leaking the film." He's like, "I'm in the film." Like,
yeah. But as a guy that used to work at a security company that used to do.
He's like, I'm the reason this film is here.
Nah, but it's funny, because, like, I used to actually do those jobs.
You know why you're here?
Oh, yeah?
And the security guys probably would have gotten in a lot of trouble if they had allowed that to go.
Kinda. No. Look, we're different, all right? Everything's different.
Zach's character's kind of lame, man, so far.
You get to like him.
Yep.
Once you realize why he's the way he is,
yeah,
you get to like him.
Everybody is given a reason for you to like them. Like, it is cool.
Hey, you mean that girl right there? Hey, come on down!
I mean, even the fact that Trini is lesbian is very, like, very throwaway. Like, it's not in your face or anything. Like, it's just sort of mentioned.
Okay,
like,
she got a dip through pants.
The Rangers got superhero strength for powers?
Yeah.
In the original, the Rangers weren't superpowered in their human form.
Yeah, their powers were attached to, like, their suits and, like, their morph. Yeah. Here
that's why,
like,
I'm led to believe it's a totally different Ranger team. It's not supposed to be the original.
Just talk to me.
But if that's the case, you know, Zordon was destroyed, and
we should just talk about this.
Zordon was also
in space.
Yeah,
at the end, you know, Andros kind of freezes.
It's, I love how the TV show is completely canon. The comics are canon.
You're crazy, but so am I.
Version 2 Green Ranger's canon, and this movie is apparently canon, but there's no explanation for any of it.
But it's like its own canon. Like, it's not like.
Well, Legacy Wars puts it all together, so what the fuck?
Yeah,
knows?
But it's like its own canon.
Oh, he literally. There was no reason for him to grab onto her.
He wanted to touch the lady.
Let's go.
Jump with me. Yeah. No,
don't
jump. Don't jump. Don't jump. I had to jump across with her and then you jump, okay? Piece of cake. No, Jason. That's not a piece of cake. Okay, that's another thing I wanted to address about this movie is the music choices are weird. Like, Power Rangers has always been attached to, like,
rock. Yeah.
Energetic music.
Yo,
and unfortunately, they decided to go for poppy. I wouldn't even call it that. It's literally just like.
Do we get any of the Wasserman music in this?
Funnily enough, when the Ranger theme does occur later on, it's the original movie theme from a Buckethead. Yeah, it's not Ron Wasserman. That is another thing that I thought is weird.
Like, I don't know the story behind it, but I guess Wasserman... Right, I'm wondering if Wasserman just doesn't want any ties anymore to Saban. Because it is strange that they went for the movie theme rather than the actual, like, film theme. I digress.
He goes, I can't say dumbass or a douche or whatever it was, but he said shit, so I don't know.
I think that's like the only swear word they can get away with in PG-13 movies. That and damn, I think.
Congratulations, you just killed Billy.
A heavy dosage of foreshadowing.
What do we do?
Jump down there.
I'd tell him straight up.
I like that you could tell that most of them were literally prepared to run. They were all just like, let's never speak of this again.
Bring that crazy girl.
He really wants to fuck her.
He really does.
Come on, you guys, let's go.
What?
Oh. And now she's like, I want to fuck you.
Hey. Can I get a sip of your water? And I'm...
Kimberly's apparently, she's married in real life.
The actress?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Probably.
Wasn't until I saw a picture of Becky G that she has such a huge gap in her teeth, like in real life. I think she got them fixed because you don't see it as much here.
Welcome to the club!
What's up, crazy girl?
Oh my god. Just one liner.
Oh yeah, you're right. Like, she just like opened her mouth and yeah, there's like no gap.
Hey guys.
Unless they just like fix that up and post.
This is very booty ass here.
Yeah.
I'm blue.
Now they're lighting up like
the. Oh, listen to this.
Black. What?
I am.
Look at that.
Get it?
throw it back to the racism. to the stereotypes of the 90s Rangers.
I remember. Do you remember?
Gosh. It's down here.
I remember the racism. They're very convenient that they also happen to all know how to swim. Like, it would suck if one of them didn't know how to swim.
Yeah, about that.
How does Rita get out of her stasis here?
Yeah, you'll see. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, they do show. I don't remember, but they do show.
So it's upside down they go? I don't get this. Oh, wait, now I remember. They fall.
Yeah, like, at a point.
Yeah.
The water sort of stops.
What would happen now if Billy dropped his power coin? Would he lose his powers?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with the power coin. I think it's now embedded in them.
Yeah, because, like, Jason didn't physically have the coin on him when he, like, broke the sink.
Yeah.
It was just, like, in the vicinity of it.
Because it follows him everywhere.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I don't even think they can lose their power coins. It seems like it's, like, literally a part of them.
I said, they're nanomorphing. So, I mean, it's...
Because, like, in the beginning of the movie, it looked like the Yellow Ranger had to, like, relinquish her coin to Zordon.
Jason, I'm sliding!
We're sliding, eh?
What was this? This scene right here.
Again?
Like, we get it, bro.
It is,
again,
so far, honestly, I would have been more content if we got, you know, this movie being mostly about Zordon and the original Power Rangers.
I know.
How they lost their powers. I think that would have been, like, how they got to the point where they were there in the beginning.
I actually was about 2 minutes late to the theater, and as soon as I sat down, it was literally that scene was Zordon.
That scene
and I thought this is how this was going to go, and I was like, no. But now it starts to get a little better. How is that flashlight working, guy?
Like, and all those cell TV. Phones. Yeah. The humor they're going for is, like, over-the-top cheesy.
Well, it's, like I said, like, I keep bringing it back. It's, like, the Michael Bay-style humor. Like, very...
Yes.
Very, you know... Teenage. Like, it's...
Are they using their cell phones? Like, how the fuck are they
That's
still working?
A legit flashlight.
Yeah, they're using their cell phones. How are they working under... What? They're just submerged. Hey,
well, you can drop the iPhone X into water, guy, and it doesn't...
This was 16.
Is that the entrance to the command
was
center?
Was it 17? This no, was 17. 17.
Is this the entrance into the command center, basically?
Yeah.
The command center is basically a ship.
So we get to meet Alpha 5 now?
I don't know why they decided to call him Alpha 5. They should have been Alpha 6. And that's not a joke, because apparently there was an Alpha 4.
But what happened to the other Alphas? That's what I'm saying.
I think he died. It was Andros, I think, brought it up. Or somebody brought up an Alpha 4.
Jason, is this real? Like, are we really in a spaceship? I think so.
Looks like a Halo map.
Hey. Yeah, it really does. Wow.
Right, we should go now.
What? We're gonna be famous.
All this guy's thinking about is making money.
It literally is a Halo map. I'm waiting for an announcer guy to go slow.
This looks like a ship. Oh. This looks like a ship that they designed for Transformers.
Yeah.
Like Metroid.
Galvatron. Like
And for people who, I don't know if people will comment on this podcast, but yes, we know Michael Bay was not involved, but it's very heavily influenced. Like, it screams the Michael Bay Transformers.
Like, I enjoyed the simplicity of the command center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it still holds up okay. Like,
even the hidden chamber was sweet.
Even when it had, like, the strobe light, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Didi, I'm coming. You don't know her name. Okay. In Legacy Wars, Alpha is so over fucking powered.
We'll kill you. Kill me. How?
There's five of us.
Yes, I know. I've been waiting for you. Wait, where's the other guy? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there he is.
Who does the voice drop spot?
Still hater.
All of you. In a spaceship buried underground. How long have you been waiting? Monday?
See, I would have been fine with the design without these light bulbs on the side. If it was just that, like, flying saucer, like, head, that would have been
fine. Oh, if they got rid of the eyeball.
Those eyeball light bulb things.
I kind of like the whole digitized kind of thing that they used to do.
I just realized this. Does he have the morphing grid inside of his head?
Actually, it does kind of look like that, yeah.
It kind of looks like a trash can lid on his head. Literally.
Proceed. Oops.
Now, it was fitting for Brian Cranston to Zordon.
Yes.
Okay, if we don't get a chance, then we kill it.
It is a more
hurt, but let's see.
Please, step into the footprints. Hey, question. What are you? I'm Alpha 5. Now, Formic, locate Persona Android.
What? He said he's out.
Yeah, I know. I'm a talking robot. You can trust me.
They couldn't get the original person to play Alpha 5.
That's another thing I found weird,
like,
too.
Come on.
It's like, yeah, it's weird.
Again, it should have just been its own set of new Rangers. And to me, that's what I consider. I'm considering a straight up. Just like how we get a new Sentai every year, and a new Power Rangers every year, to me, this is a new set of Rangers. As new team, new everything, still canon with the original. All because of this fucking scene. When they explain the Morphin Grid, and you see the original Mighty Morphin in that fucking thing. Fucking Easter eggs. I'm trying to make sense of them.
Trying to
Alpha. Hey, these
Now, hell of a job Jordan Bryan did for Jordan.
Yeah, he's great.
So they pretty much just confirmed that the Man Center is the ship.
Yeah, it's a ship.
Come forward, please.
Do you have a choice?
Don't think so.
Oh, and Matt, to answer your question, the line he throws away at the end, he goes, "You will be a good Ranger team, as do the previous ones in history."
Well, including Zordon's team.
But I'm saying, that's more than one team.
These are them. They're so small.
Well, they implied there were other Rangers before.
Yeah, even in the original show, yeah.
They implied that they were just the current...
Like, it was a team of Rangers that locked Rita in that.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, really.
Show me the coins. The morphing grid is never wrong. If the power coins had returned to the ship with these... then these teenagers are the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers!
Roll credits.
Roll credits.
Okay, quick question. Hello, hate to interrupt. Did I just hear you say we're Power Rangers?
Yes, yes, you are the Power Rangers. Any other questions?
No, I think I'm good.
Who are you?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Billy Cranston. My kids used to call me Billy Cranston. Billy! The images here in this sphere tell a history of the Power Rangers.
See?
Where?
Right there!
Protected life. And life is a bright light.
Oh, fucking yeah. Zack straight up with the Mastodon helmet.
Yes. Yes, very good.
Look.
It is called the Zeo Crystal.
Protected life.
There you go.
This is the only part that generally throws me the fuck off.
History of the Power Rangers.
Matt?
It's just an Easter egg. Is it?
Looks like the Power Rangers were a team that protected life.
But yeah, like, you're right, yeah.
It's...
And life is a bright light. Or a piece
also
of life.
Very
yes.
Weird how...
Yes, very good.
Like, they hit it.
Zeo Crystal.
Oh, I...
What? I'm getting a soda. Talk.
But no, it's weird how they just, like...
It was the first thing I noticed while watching the actual film. It was the big-ass screen.
But it's...
And I'm like... Is that the fucking dinosaur?
It's,
like,
it's weird when the camera actually gets close to it, and then it just, like, goes away. Like, they didn't want you to
see
it.
I mean, it's blatantly there, though.
It's blatantly there, but it's weird that they were just like, nope, you can't see it. Like, what?
Do we get a Megazord in this?
Yes, yeah, we do. That. It's that. On the wall. That people listening to this can't see, but there's a toy of the Megazord. It's an okay design. It's not... Like, it's one of those things where it's like, there are people on DeviantArt who made designs
honestly,
for the
Zord. Honestly, you know
what?
Next time we go see Jason David Frank, I gotta ask him about that.
About what?
That scene.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up ask him. So.
I love this part. This is good.
And every planet in the universe that has life has a piece of the crystal buried inside.
65 million years ago, Zordon's team died defending the crystal here in what is now Angel Grove.
The coins have chosen you five. Now you must protect the Zeo Crystal and life on Earth.
Stop right there. Is that how that worked? I forget what Zeo was about.
Zeo was just something that Lord Zedd...
The Zeo Crystal was just like a new way for them to harness Ranger power.
Yeah, it was because, like, originally, like, Lord Zedd, or maybe it was Master Vile, it was one of the two, like, knew that, like, hey, like, this thing is around, and if we have it, mm-hmm. I think, I want to say it had to do with powering Serpentera again.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I think the Zeo Crystals had enough energy... Because, like, the problem with Serpentera on the show was its battery power was, like, really short. Like, I think it could only be active for, like, an hour or so at a time before it would just literally die. So, I think the Zeo Crystal was a way to act as, like, a power source. Because the Zords were literally useless against Serpentera, like, so... That, like, the Rangers had to stop it, and then when the power coins got destroyed,
yeah,
like, Zordon, I think, was just like, okay, we can use this to gain new powers.
Hmm.
Because we are the Power Rangers?
He's smart.
I'm sorry, is this some kind of joke? Like, I'm standing here with a wet budgie, my...
Oh, thank you for sharing that, kid.
Silence!
I like that. Oh, what the fuck?
Talk about Zordon coming across as a dick.
Initially, he does in this movie, initially. He becomes, like, the Zordon you kind of know and love, like, towards the end, but...
Nah. So was this, like...
I don't know. Oh, it's sunny out in Ninja Grove. This is a vision.
That's what I'm saying. Is this, like, a dream sequence here?
I think it is.
This is what happens when Greedy uses the time stone.
Sir, I'm detecting elevated heart rates. They're very scared.
I don't understand. Why would you show us that nightmare?
It's not a nightmare. It's the future.
Is that for real? Is that legit?
And who is that woman?
Her name is Rita Repulsa. She will create Goldeye, a huge monster who will rip the crystal from the Earth, and all life on your planet will die.
So Goldeye.
With the crystal, Rita will have the power to create and destroy worlds.
Essentially, Rita Zord.
You want us to kill this woman, Rita?
So Rita's cast of.
She must be stopped.
You know, Misfits, isn't it?
What is she doing?
She's already here.
No,
my best guess is we have 11 months.
You know, Spitz or Dave.
Babu,
or they just totally disregard all those
things. That's how it is.
That's a mistake right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Well, I mean, I guess their excuse is Rita was supposed to be a ranger.
Casey, my ranger team died defending the crystal from Rita. That's why I'm in this war.
How'd you know my name?
Because it's you, Jason Scott. You are the leader. You are the Red Ranger. Rita was a ranger too, and my friend. But she betrayed us, wanted more power. She lost her way. Now she's just pure evil.
Because a name like Repulsa.
You must bring them back, all of the Rangers. You must train your team to stop Rita before she has the strength to find the crystals.
Okay.
This version of Rita is kind of like...
And I only speak for myself.
No, you speak for all of them.
Yeah. That's a good way to compare. Yeah. That's a good way to compare it.
Wait, what happened?
Now that, like, Rita in this is kind of like what Sinestro is to, like, Green Lantern. Like, you know, But yeah, essentially, like she's the Green Ranger in this world. And she went bad. Like,
deep down, what I'm saying is true.
So maybe they'll go more in depth in the sequel of there's something, like I was telling Joe, you know, I was doing research about why the Green Ranger's power couldn't be restored in the original TV series, you know, on top of the Sentai footage.
Yeah, like the story reason
but
for it, yeah.
It had something to do with chaos energy was the main power, so Zordon couldn't recreate that chaos energy.
Because it was, like, tied with evil, you know? Like, it wasn't, so the fact, like, it was never meant to be used for good. Yeah, they never really go into if the power had anything to do with her going evil.
Even you? Who exactly are you?
Really? Now you're gonna ask me who I am?
Look, her name is Dee Dee.
Trini. But she's new at school.
Dee Dee.
Friends, we're gonna have to go. We've had English together, right? I've been at Angel Grove for over a year now. We have biology together. Good talk.
Wait, look. None of us really
if you're the girl that never talks to class, you shouldn't
but
be
somehow,
mad that people don't know who you are.
We were all in the same place at the same time when Billy found those coins. And no,
wait, can I ask a question? Are we really superheroes? Like, are we more like Iron Man or Spider-Man? Because I feel like I've been bit by a spider, but I feel really good, you know? Not as
I just feel good, bro, trust me. You're not a superhero.
Why are you talking to us like you're the boss now? Hey, hold up. Can any of this... Rita's stuff be real? Can any of it be
I love
true?
That Kimberly's actually the one with the level head here. Like, she's the one that's like, wait a minute, guys.
He goes, Jason, you speak for all of them.
Yeah, why is Jason so reluctant to be the leader here?
But also the fact that Zordon said that.
He's the strong white male in the group.
But also the fact that Zordon said that with nobody else present, so none of them actually know that, like, he's been designated the leader, so it's really weird. Like, at least on the show, they were all together in the room, and Zordon was like, Jason, like, you have a Tyrannosaurus, which is really badass, so you shall be the team's leader.
And what's happening to us is you.
And you are the color red, so which Percenti dictates. I think we'll always be back. The leader.
I can't make you come back here, but 4 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be here.
Hey, Jason, we don't...
Unless your name is Rocky...
Wow, what a dick.
You will never be the leader.
Of course. You made sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think about that one in the first place.
Yeah, here's where Zach lives. Yeah, he lives in a really, like, shanties.
Live
no, he lives in, like, this trailer-looking thing. And he's got a sick mom.
As dumb as it is, this is fucking hilarious. Not the scene, but if you're watching it with the subtitles on, the subtitles say what's happening, but the actual subtitles from the DVD just says speaking Mandarin and doesn't clarify what they're saying.
Probably because it was just redundant, because there's already subtitles.
Like, if they were going a totally different take like they're doing with this, I would be okay with them making Zach the Yellow Ranger, even, I mean, and making, what's her name, this Trini, the Black Ranger.
Because she's like a ghost around here. She needs to start communicating.
Someone, you could say that.
Yeah.
Speak, just...
Relax.
But, yeah.
Like making the Oriental guy...
Scotty, hold on, okay, let's have this part. This is actually kind of important.
Please tell us one thing you did today.
Me and 4 kids from Angel Grove found a spaceship buried underground.
What?
I'm pretty sure I'm a superhero.
Ooh, you just broke the rule of Zordon.
Pretty much,
yeah.
That will actually be established almost immediately a couple scenes from now.
The problem with that is that her parents don't even believe. Like, never put to... If I told my parents that shit, Mom, I'm a superhero, you don't think in an hour later she'd be like, oh shit, something's going on, I disappeared, that I'd be lying? Like, her parents straight up don't believe her, though.
Yeah.
And then the shit happens.
Well, maybe she's a chronic liar and he just...
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's just who she is.
Remind me of my screw-up? No. Wrecking yard only offered me $300 for it. You know, the frame's straight and the engine still runs.
So far, I think Jason's dad is actually one of the best characters in this movie. Like, realistic. Like,
you know what's funny is that this scene, like, actually I related to really well, because my original car broke down and I had to make a decision like that, too.
It's a terrible situation. You gotta come with me.
A series of climb scenes has this...
Yo, the AGPD, bro.
Yeah, right?
It's got a patch right there. Who'd you get pulled over by? Angel Grove Police Department.
Yeah.
That's some badass looking dudes right there. Oh my god. So, a series of grisly crime scenes.
Grisly crime scenes.
From Newscaster. What's your pop figure called? Newscaster. Angel Grove Police, man, they were the most useless fucking thing during the show. They never
practically didn't even exist in the show until like season 3.
Even Bulk and Skull tried being police officers.
Yeah, they did. that was the first time it was ever shown that, oh, they do have police officers here. Okay.
Jesus, man. This...
Again, that's another thing that the comic does a lot better, is it also establishes, like, where's the government in all this? Like, where's the military? Like, okay,
oh, so the writer straight up acknowledged the plot points. I mean, the plot holes.
Of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, the comic, almost by design, is like, oh, hey, like, you know, if you watch the show and wondered about certain things, like, yeah, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Here's, like, a little explanation for it.
Hmm. Scott, what do you know about the AGPD?
AGPD?
Yeah.
Angel Grove Police Department?
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
sleepy fishing hamlet of Angel Grove.
It's okay, because neither did the writers of the show.
I feel like one of their parents should work for the Angel Grove Police Department. Goldar's coming.
What the hell you doing?
I need gold. I build my
beautiful gold. Yeah, they made a Rita Goldfinger in this.
Crystal, I'll take the universe.
Me too.
Unnecessarily loud.
Yeah, this movie's volume is very inconsistent. I know, right?
I'll tell you what, they got Angel Grove accurate with these mountain shots, though.
I do like the different, like you were saying, Joe, the different aspects of Angel Grove.
Yeah, they're fleshing it out more than they ever really did on the show. On the show, Angel Grove was almost exclusively Ernie's juice bar.
Dude, and that was the spot.
Yeah, I know.
You must never escalate a fight unless your enemy forces you to. And you must never reveal your identity. Ever.
Trini, you just broke that shit.
Yeah, I know. That's what's funny. It's like,
have any of you morphed before?
Yes. But only in the shop.
Okay, let's step into the footprints, please.
That was fucking hilarious, actually. That was
standing in this circle, as a team, you can easily connect to the morphing ring. Do you
apparently
feel
fucking
it?
Not.
I do. No. Not feeling it.
You need to morph to get your armor.
I knew it! We do get armor. Jason,
we get armor. That's some shit I would say to you, man. Bro, we get armor.
Yeah, I totally did.
Armor.
You already have it inside of you. You bring it out by connecting to each other and connecting to the morphing grid. Clear your minds. You can focus.
Dude, the nano suits are sweet, but like,
I don't dig the nano suits at all.
You must become.
No, I agree. They leave a lot to be desired. Again, I bring up, like, go onto DeviantArt and just look at different people's, like, interpretations of what the suits could look like.
For this movie?
Yeah. And, like, so many of them are better.
Because
they still keep the essence of the suits the same.
I don't know, sir. It's
so far, Zordon is definitely one of the best things about this movie.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
Because Bryan Cranston
knows how to play a fucking
movie.
He created half of the fucking story.
Yeah, he was very heavily involved in the original show.
He knows how to fucking play Power Rangers.
So, like, he gets.
Was he?
Like, yes.
Yeah.
That's
get
the reason why Billy's last name is Cranston. It's because they named him that after Bryan Cranston.
Really?
He was very involved.
Yeah,
he voiced
was like
a
writer,
a
director. Yeah.
He voices a couple of the monsters.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he knows how to fucking be a Power Ranger.
This was, like, how he got his start into, like, showbiz, you know? Like,
I never knew that.
It was Power Rangers that got him his start, yeah. I don't
know
if he did anything before that, but
the need to prepare.
It was like a jumping off point.
Armor? Sir, that'll be very painful.
Take them down to the pit.
All right, follow me.
Yeah, Alpha definitely has the morphing grid in his head.
Yes, now I want to find out what the pit is. So this is the pit.
Scorpion?
Nice, right?
Alpha 5, begin the exercise.
Sorry, guys.
What exercise? Chill out, dude.
Dude, I don't like the putties in this.
Yeah, the putties kind
of
look like.
They're too like
they kind of look like Clayface. Really.
It's just like they're called putties, but they're not like gooey at all. They're literally just rock.
I wish they really just would have used Lord Zedd's putties just to kind of let us know that there's another higher power that like out there.
That's another one of the cool things about the Boom Studios comic is in the comic, like, the putties, because they're not people in suits, like, they actually are, like, Clayface, like you said, like, they can actually kind of, like, morph into their arms and stuff a little bit. Like, they're actually, like, goofy.
The best part about the putties is when they went,
yeah, I wish they would have kept that, man. As cheesy as it is, like, that's, like, a staple.
And on top of that, with Rita being the Green Ranger, she should have been looking for the Dragonzord in the water. That would have been more.
They never
story.
Even make any mention of a Dragonzord in this.
Actually,
yeah.
Speaking of which, do they even wear the colors of their suits?
Yes. They have been. Yeah, they have been. Trini's been wearing yellow. Zach has been wearing black primarily.
This Billy, without a doubt, is definitely the coolest kind of
Billy's fucking
most down to earth character. Like,
yeah, he's the one who's fleshed out the most.
I like how he kind of has the most like real reaction. Is like, oh yeah, more superheroes. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, for a cast of Red Rangers, I think Jason, like, look wise, has the part. Like, he looks like a...
He's okay.
I disagree, man.
I think they could have gotten somebody a little bit better, but he's okay. I would say Billy and Kimberly are probably the best characters.
I would have been alright with Jason Lee Scott being a, you know, more of an Oriental guy.
Yeah,
that could have worked okay.
I wanted a Jason that's more in tune with his martial arts, like Austin St. John was. That type of guy that's more, you know... His whole focus is, you know, martial art. That's why he's the lead, because he's, you know, been training for years. And I don't feel like this Jason's kind of reluctant to be the leader. Yeah, I don't like it. And I think it's like a plot point. It's a stupid plot point that they just used for the movie. They made him as just a typical, like, high school jock who, you know, pulled a prank, got in trouble.
Oh, that's where the suplex comes from. Never even noticed that. That's
something. Oh, that is cool. Yeah, you're right. That's a nice little detail there. This montage I like. I really like it.
Yeah.
It's actually very, like, martial art movie, where they start to, like, apply what they learn to, like, all aspects of their life.
Kimberly's character and Billy's character is different.
They're absolutely the best characters out of the group on this.
I like Jason a lot. Because he becomes a, you know, oh, and now they're wearing the colors. He becomes a leader.
But that's what was cool about Austin St. John. He already knew he was the leader. Like, he was just like, we're the Power Rangers. I'm the leader.
And he was just
without the Power Rangers, he was like the main.
Yeah, he was like the head honcho of like their little circle of friends. Yeah.
And he was the youngest, ironically.
Who's the Red Ranger of our circle of friends?
Guy Borg always asks this too.
Rob would be Bulk. If he's listening to this, that's my answer.
I think he's more like Hunk from Voltron.
green Voltron. Right. He was yellow, right? He was the yellow dude.
Green, right?
Orange?
He was like a yellowy orange. I know in the Netflix show, the guy you're talking about is yellow.
Guys, I'll be the Red Ranger. I'll decide. I could be the jock. No?
I want to be red just because I want the Tyrannosaurus. Okay, I don't necessarily see myself as a leader per se, but like I always liked, I don't know.
Alright, Matt, so you can be the Red Ranger.
Cool.
I'll be, who would I be?
I'm definitely better than Rocky as Red Ranger, that's right.
You'd have to be the Black Ranger.
I could see him being white, being the white.
I think
white
I'm more than white green.
Yeah, I could see him being the top older, group. Like,
more experienced.
Can I be Zane? Be the show off.
If I could shoot, I thought we were just exclusively talking about Mighty Morphin here, but if we're talking about Rangers in general,
see, Joe,
like the show in general,
ever since you brought out the Golden Power Staff, I kind of see you as the Gold Ranger.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be the Gold Ranger.
Yeah.
I'll totally be silver. I absolutely would.
I'd be the gold. I can't work the Zeo morpher, but I'll be the Gold Ranger.
I was kind of looking at Halloween costumes and prices and all that, and I actually might be the White Ranger for Halloween. By the helmet.
Dude, why the fuck don't we know this?
I was thinking about that.
Alright, back to the movie.
Like, legit. Like, get the costume much cheaper than I thought I could get it.
See, now this makes sense. He's trying to find the Zeo crystal statistically as to where it was buried.
But didn't they say... That the Zeo crystal, there's Zeo crystals all on different worlds. You know,
yeah, it's like something that gives life.
I feel like there should only be a shard of the Zeo crystal on Earth, and then the rest of them, if that's where they could, you know, like bring in the alien rangers.
Yeah.
How much did Krispy Kreme pay for this?
Yeah, portion? Now we're at the Krispy Kreme portion.
Two fishermen were late to
the unsung heroes of this movie.
Residents of Angel Grove are feeling the shock. Fear has the town on edge.
I feel like she just hangs out at cemeteries.
She does look like that.
Yeah, I'd be the Gold Ranger. I'd fuck with that.
That'd be fun.
Jason wants Kimberly in this movie so bad.
You can be the leader. Jason, I'm bad at making decisions.
No, I'll be Silver. I'll be Zane.
Jason wants Kimberly so bad, and then when he loses her to Tommy, the next film, he's gonna be pissed off. There's gonna be like a rivalry there.
I hope that's not.
I'd be fine. Yeah, I'd be fine. That's fine.
Yes, I see you busting your ass.
She's gonna be drooling all over Tommy. Maybe they'll make Tommy.
Oh, hold on, big part.
Maybe they'll make Tommy the martial arts guy.
The swords. Pretty cool, right? They take on the form of the most powerful organism on the planet.
Alright, the swords don't look too bad.
Swords form, dinosaurs.
Tyrannosaurus looks cool.
They will be an extension of you.
This is why I think, because weren't the original Zords destroyed? The dinosaurs?
What do you mean?
They were destroyed, right?
Like, are you talking about on the show? Morphin, or?
Yeah.
Yes. That's why they sold
that's
out.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why they sold out Ninjor. That's why they sold out Ninjor to get
I read a theory, and I kind of believe that the reason they're underground, this is trying to be canon as possible, they're underground because when the Zords fell underground, they recreated them with the nanoparts of the ship.
Well, no, Alpha literally just explained that, like, these Zords took the form of whatever was powerful at the time.
But it's the same.
So the Zords hadn't been used since the prehistoric era.
The Cenozoic era.
It was the Cenozoic, yeah. The only one that even remotely looks like the dinosaurs is the Tyrannosaurus,
yeah.
Like the saber-toothed tiger. Everything else barely resembles a dinosaur.
I even like the way that the Zords looked in the original. They were cool looking, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. They were really cool. They, like, pulled up okay.
They're called the Colossal Zords.
That scene right there is cool. Because that looks like where they filmed the old, where the Transcendent walls back there.
Yeah, it does. Right.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know that that's the official name instead of, like, the Dynamite. It's the Colossal Megazord. It was only addressed in the toys.
Yeah. Colossal Megazord in this?
Colossal Megazord, yeah. It's not,
it's
like, the Dinozord.
Yeah, they were just called the Dinozords back
in
the day.
Yeah, this is the Colossal Megazord. Thank you, toys.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a Mastodon.
It looks like a rhino.
It looks like a beetle. Like a
so why do they get to drive the Zords?
Well, he's struggling with it right now.
Why do they get to drive the Zords before they morph? That makes no sense.
He just said
he wasn't supposed to. He, like, snuck into the Zords.
Oh.
And he, like, has trouble controlling it because, like, the suits are, like, interfaced with the Zords.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of bad morphing sequences out there. When this thing comes together, this might be the worst.
It leaves so much to be desired. And, like, you know, okay, I hate to be one of those dudes that's like, if I wrote the movie, I would have to, like, literally, if I wrote the movie.
Oh, this is when Jason becomes, like, full-fledged, like, I'm the boss.
If I had written the movie, I would have kept it so that the reason why they can't morph is, like, the morphers are literally, like, password activated, and that would be the reason why they have to shout what dinosaur they are.
They had to call their dinosaurs.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like voice activated or something. Like, that's why they're struggling to morph, is because, like, they don't know. Like, Zordon is just kind of like testing them a little bit because like they don't actually know how to even do it. That would be what I would do, and they would still keep the campiness of,
that's
like,
a good
the
idea.
Show. That's what I would have done, but they never do that.
I wish they just totally went back to the old, you know, Mastodon. With the morpher around it. Like, as cheesy as it is, guys like us that grew up watching the show would have loved that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It would have been so great.
With the power grid
and especially to expose that
to
younger people.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
Like, I would have still kept that. And I would have made it so that, like, the reason why their heads are, like, in the morpher is that when they hold the morpher and they're shouting it, the morpher just, like, expands.
It comes, like around them. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, exactly, the morpher actually, like, opens and, like,
they should,
like,
well,
expands.
The morpher toy they had a zip line effect thing kind of, too.
Yeah, I
back.
Saw it. Yeah.
If they held that and then went, Matt, like, up in the air and then, but it's just,
never done in the movie. They literally just walk into that, like, ring thing. That, like, Captain Planet looking
thing. So here we go. Now, this makes no sense. Well, again, tries to work as a team.
So Billy just just morphed.
Yeah, Billy just morphed.
What? I guess I don't know.
The suit actually looks good here.
Yeah.
Billy, because that's a practical suit.
Yeah, it is a practical effect. Ladies and gentlemen, practical effects. Good.
Yeah. Don't touch it.
Like there, it looks like a crystal.
Where'd it go? Bring it back.
Bring it back, dude.
Get out. Training is over for today. Go home.
Jura's so fucking fed up.
He just morphed. He did it. You saw it, right?
Do it again. All of you. Anything.
Billy.
Come on, Billy. Let's do it.
Show us what you
He believes in the heart of the cards, guy.
I'm trying, I can't focus!
You're pressuring me, guys.
Okay, we don't know how.
That's what I thought. If you can't morph, you are not Rangers. Go home. All of them.
Seriously?
I feel like they just kind of gotta believe.
I mean, that's literally kind of like what the explanation is.
Guys, look, I'll stay up here tonight. Make a fire. I got some food. You guys want to stay?
I'm down.
Jason's team is failing. I shall destroy Rita myself. There must be a way to free me from this wall.
Yes, but the irony is that you need these Rangers to morph. If they morph, you can harness that energy to regenerate your body and come back through.
There's got to be another way. I can't.
What, Zordon? You can't what? Wait for us dumb kids to morph so that you can come back?
I actually love that he's talking back to him.
Yeah, no, this scene's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Back to life?
This was like
That's
a
what all this
scene.
Has been about, right? You coming back?
This has only ever been about protecting the crystal. Rita could be Billy Goldar as we speak.
Don't underestimate me or my team.
You can't stop him. She will have him dig up the crystal, and life on Earth will die.
We need you. Because you were so successful at stopping her last time.
I died burying those coins in hopes that they would find the next real Rangers. Those who are worthy.
Sorry to disappoint you. I don't need to stand here and have you tell me what I did wrong. I can go home and get that.
Jason, you need me out of this wall to help lead this team.
Your team's dead. And you're just as scared as me.
I mean, how would you like to be a face in a wall, guy?
Zordon never mind.
What?
Zordon never minded being there. He never once did he complain that he was unstuck in that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in the show, he was just like, this is my life.
I do remember them showing him as, you know, in his true form.
But I like that they showed Jason's attitude to talk back to him and his anger. Because again, Scott, did you remember when I texted you the other day about that throwaway line they had?
Yeah.
It fits. But now they're in a jewelry store.
These are all 24-karat gold bands. I'll be right
back. Take me to your Krispy Kreme guy.
Why is Rita wearing her shoes?
Because she was naked.
No.
When she came out of the,
Yeah, the...
It's just a green power coin, just chilling.
Yeah.
Can I help you? Go.
Yeah.
Go.
She's one of the best things about this movie.
Rita?
Yeah. She acts like a Power Ranger villain.
Is this here?
Maybe not specifically Rita,
dude,
but
she
like...
she takes a shotgun to the fucking face.
Yeah.
She eats the gold?
Yeah, I don't really know. I think she's just...
I don't remember that. Yeah, I actually don't remember her eating it.
Come closer.
I guess it helps her regenerate?
What the fuck?
She have a gold tooth? Or she was looking for one, I guess.
It's like a montage of like ass cuts. Where did Reed get the power to make it?
Mom!
never addressed.
And Zordon doesn't? Oh, look, it's Loki's staff. It's the green power cord.
That strangely enough looks blue there for some reason.
Yeah.
Do what I say, lady.
I like the sound.
Like it's literally blue. Oh, she laughed like Tara. Oh, is that what this is the whole time? No, but it's on Netflix.
Oh, you've never seen it? It's so good. She reminds me of Hela.
Since I raised my beautiful creatures, did you miss me?
Oh my god.
Helen!
That's more?
No, that was a putty.
Billy, how'd you do it? How'd you morph?
I don't know.
What are you guys thinking about when we're trying to morph?
You must shed your masks to wear this armor.
Think only of each other, and the morphing grid will open to you.
Yeah, that's better.
Well, maybe it's because we don't know each other. Maybe that's why we can't morph.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. Let's do this, for real. I'm Zach, and I am a Power Ranger.
Hi, Zach.
That was kinky, like, for them to...
Yeah, it was. It was like the beginning of a brass.
Yeah.
And my mom? My mom is the best! And my mom, she's sick. I do what I can, but I'm scared. Sometimes I get too scared to stay there at night because I'm afraid she can't make it.
Zach's got kind of this, like... She goes, I'm afraid to stay there at night because I'm afraid she can't make it, so instead of helping her, you bail?
Zach's got this kind of, like, Anakin Skywalker thing about
him.
He's, like,
she goes,
losing his mom type thing that he can turn, you know, to join
Rita. When she goes.
Funny that you say that, too. Because in the Boom Studios comic, Rita's first choice for the Green Ranger was Zach.
One
of the annuals to the Boom Studio comic is, like, he, like, kidnaps Zach. Because in the comic, there's tension between Jason and Zach. Zach feels like he should have been the leader. And, because, like, Zach in the comics actually comes up with a lot of plans to, like, defeat the monsters and stuff, and a lot of the times they wind up working. And Zach literally confronts Zordon and is like, why did you make him, you know, like the leader when, like, I'm the one doing a lot of the work here? And like, Rita sees this, and she's like, okay, like, you want power, like, I can give this to you. And so it is funny that you mentioned that, because... That is something that's
matter of fact,
like
I love country music. I don't miss my dad as much.
So Billy's a nerd and likes country music.
What?
Yeah, like country
music. Maybe he's a Darius Rucker.
Hold on, this is actually really important.
Yeah. Bigger secret is why were you in detention?
I blew up my lunchbox.
What?
What is the accident?
Of course.
My lunchbox was in my locker. Boom goes the lunchbox. In detention goes Billy. But let's not forget that Kimberly Hart was also in detention too. So.
Not tonight. Skip me.
What about you, dude? Why don't you tell us who you really are?
Because everyone knows exactly who I am.
Okay. What about you, crazy girl?
I could tell you anything and you'd have to believe me.
See, she's a liar. She's a compulsive liar. That's why her family didn't believe
her. I'm the new girl.
Right.
Always. Three schools in 3 years. It was crazy. I like it that way, you know? It's just easier. Nobody ever has to get to know me, and my parents don't have to worry about my relationships.
Drinking beer. Just want to point that out.
Troubles.
Get here is where...
Boyfriend troubles.
Girlfriend troubles?
My family is so normal. Too normal. They believe in labels. They'd like for me to,
I don't know, man. Labels help. I can't tell me where I can put the milk. You know, labels tell me what's on my VHS or my Nintendo 64 cartridges. Da-dunch.
Really? Talk more.
Imagine a PlayStation 4 games and then
have the kind of friends.
Oh, man.
You mean DLC?
Yeah, right.
They want me to have. I don't know how to tell them what's really going on with me.
Yep.
I've never said any of this out loud.
Well, it's cool. You're with us now.
Wish I had a group of friends I could trust like this. Just be
what
like...
What does that mean?
Bro, we're Power Rangers now. Scotty, tell us who you really are.
Where to begin?
It's like, yep, here we go.
When all this is over. Are you Power Rangers or...
Where, can you imagine where they're asking, like, low-key, like, where did you start? Fuck, 10 girls.
Like, tell us who you really are. I started in, like, my first year of college. I, like, met this chick.
She asked me to do butt stuff.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I guess I'm open-minded.
Are you friends?
That's a good line. She goes, what do we do after this? Are we Power Rangers or are we friends? Damn.
I don't think any of them really know.
They don't even know how to morph.
To figure that out.
They don't even know how to morph yet, guy.
Who is leaving that house?
Their parents or something. Right.
That's a weird... God.
I like that this addresses a thing from the show where, like, why doesn't Rita just teleport to their homes and, like, attack them? And literally it happens.
So...
I'm gonna stop you right there. What? That was a weird line. They all as young as you, while she's literally dripping sweat and caressing her cheeks.
Yeah, that was very,
yeah.
You know, she was kind of goading Trini there, maybe.
Like, is that Kimberly?
Nah, that's Trini.
Is it?
Delightful. Have you morphed yet? Trick question. If you could morph, we'd be having a very different conversation. The Yellow Ranger. Should I kill you? I killed the Yellow Ranger before. And I loved it.
Ashley!
Oh, you want your armor? I'll show you mine. If you show me yours.
Not Maya.
Are they fucking serious? These sexual innuendos are terrible tonight.
Yeah.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours. The cow masturbation joke was enough.
Yeah.
So was this real here? This isn't like a dream sequence?
Hey, this is real, yeah.
I'm starting to think that our parents left, only a reason, because who wouldn't hear this shit?
Right.
I'm just kidding. You've got spunk, little yellow. I see myself in you. I was an outsider on Zordon's team, just like you.
I feel like she acts more like astronomer than she does Rita.
Oh my god, yeah.
She actually is
astronomer,
like,
straight
really...
up to the point, too.
Yeah. That's why I love Elizabeth Banks in this, because, like, she literally... She clearly had to have watched the show at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's behaving so Power Ranger villain-esque. Not necessarily Rita, yeah. But she is very much behaving like Astronema.
She flat out just watched in space.
Trakina a little bit.
Where is the seal crystal? I don't know. Sadly, I believe you. Tomorrow, I am going to destroy Angel Grove. But in exchange for your life...
A little bit of Diva Talks.
You
too.
Will find out where that crystal is from.
No, Diva Talks has some humor to her.
So does
especially when she called Rita, she was like, "Hey, how do you kill the Power Ranger?" She's like,
"Rita's like very
bitch.
Sassy."
That's her sister-in-law, right, or something? Rita
was that?
I don't.
She was related to Zed.
Somebody was related to. Yeah,
was she?
No.
Somebody. It was either Rita. It was Rita's cousin or, like, her nephew or aunt or something.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, or.
I don't remember much about Turbo because I hardly watched that one.
This podcast, we're gonna get to know everything about Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Gear up, Matt. It's the Rocky era.
Oh, no. Well, he's fine in Zeo. I'm fine with him in Zeo, but he is not my Red Ranger.
Wait till we do a live reactions on Turbo, the movie.
Hashtag.
It's kind of what it's going to happen to.
Especially with Jason and Kimberly being kidnapped.
But at least he could understand why it, like, happened.
At least they could have become Turbo Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah, they were saved that.
Somebody pointed out that actually Kimberly was and Tommy were the only ones to actually fulfill the original 3 planned movie agreement that Saban had for the Rangers.
Oh, really?
Technically, because this is the 3rd film.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you left your window open.
Is everything okay?
You left your window open.
Interesting that Mighty Morphin and Turbo got movies, not Zeo.
I haven't really been honest. I punched Ty Fleming in the face.
I mean, technically he did. It started off.
I was the meanest person you've ever met. And he was right.
Well, that can't be true. Whoa.
Yeah, but then Rocky hurts your back and can't be a Ranger anymore.
Oh, well, the reason he quit was contractual dispute and he wanted to focus more on martial arts and retire from acting.
Privately.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
She trusted me.
You sent that pic to...
Yes, and to replace him with a kid instead of Jason.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's another plot hole as to how can Rocky...
Hold on,
be...
I gotta rewind this now, because this scene explains her friend's tit peckers. I don't know, what? Scotty, try and make sense of this.
I haven't really been honest. I punched Ty Fleming in the face because he told everyone I was the meanest person he'd ever met. And he was right.
Well, that can't be true. Whoa. You took that picture?
No, Amanda Clark took that picture of herself. But she shared it with me, privately. She trusted me.
And you sent that pic to Ty?
With a text that said, "Is this the girl you want to bring home to your mom?"
Okay.
Oh.
So either she was getting a bukkake, or she was getting the Mandingo in the picture, or it was just a naked selfie.
I think it was a naked selfie.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be with a vibrator. Only reason, because a naked selfie wouldn't trigger that much of a reaction to say, like, oh my god, why would she share that? It's so weird.
Yeah, okay, so it wasn't a picture of Kim. It was a picture of one of Kim's friends or the cheerleader associates, I guess.
But she had to have been doing something. Okay, look at
high
the phrase.
High school girls.
Mm-mm. As I finish this pizza. She had to have been doing something because, as she said in quote, she sent the picture to Ty. I can't believe we're talking about this. She sent the picture to Ty saying, "Is this the girl you really want to bring home to your mom?" If it was a picture of her being naked, that's typical. It had to have been something really fucking naughty.
True.
Because if I just got a picture, you know, be like, "Yo, check out this girl's tits." All right, cool. Or Matt, I'd be like, "Bro, look at this." But if I showed you a picture of her downing a BBC, you'd be like, "Ooh." That's what I'm like. It's your reaction that would.
Yeah,
just...
it's they leave it to your imagination, I guess.
Maybe it's
like
a picture
insert.
Of her bending over, and a dude. Behind
I think it's her drunk with like, two dicks in her face.
It might have been that.
Yeah,
I think that they're leaving it open to you.
I never got
that type of.
That's what I'm saying. I never got a call to an Angel Grove party.
they specifically want people like Joe to imagine that there is several dicks. Going into
what else could it have been?
They're trying to PG Kimberly down here.
I didn't realize how mean it was until I saw her face.
Kim, there's literally thousands of photos going around school.
I don't care about them. I care about this. I did this.
I had to sit in Mr. Detmer's office with Amanda's father and watch as they showed him that photo.
What about
his daughter?
Mr. Kaplan? Forget Mr. Detmer.
Mr. Kaplan retired years ago after that. Too much shit happened. Every time, dude, that wig. It was that fucking wig,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. That was like the running gag.
Kaplan's on a nice fucking pension. He's good to go. He's just
superintendent.
That would have
been great if Kaplan was still the principal and he refused to retire.
I genuinely think that actor died. I think he did. Because he was pretty old when that show was on. Like, he was an older dude.
In his eyes, for the first time, I could see who I'd become.
He showed that picture to her father. To me, if that was my daughter, they showed me a picture like that, low-key, I would have been like... I would have kicked that kid's ass. I would have been like, "What? I'm sorry, what's his name?" Yeah, I'm going to meet him at the flagpole at 3 o'clock. But, Scotty, I'm just... What? This is Power Rangers?
Power Rangers.
Apparently.
You know, so I lied. I blamed everyone else.
But why haven't you
moved? So when you asked me to run away, I was ready.
Okay, listen. Start over, erase that picture right now.
Jason, it can't be erased.
Then live with it. You did an awful thing. It doesn't make you an awful person.
Fucking hate Jason. That girl took the bukkake, you didn't.
Just be the person you want to be.
One dick at a time.
Jason's just saying that to try to get in Kimberly's pants.
That's what I'm saying, low key, fucking romance.
Yeah.
Jason know how to fuck.
Jason is crying so hard, dude.
So we all get the same text. So where is she?
The only thing he hasn't done yet is sex Kimberly.
Why did they all say meet up at the Angel Grove High School
bleachers? Oh, no, Trini did that. Trini sent out a text.
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, grand appearance.
Look. Rita came to my house tonight. What? Yeah, she's real. Insane. She nearly killed me. She was trying to get me to join her. She said she'd spare my life if I could keep a secret.
What secret?
At dawn, the destruction of Angel Grove begins.
This is real. This is the end.
No, it's not. Where is she?
She said to meet her where the dead ships live.
Okay, that's the boatyard by the docks, right?
That's where Dragon Sword is.
Literally.
Yeah, that's funny, actually. Yeah,
hopefully,
right.
I mean...
Maybe.
That should be what she is looking for,
serious?
Not Goldar. I mean...
Yeah. No one?
Jason, we're not even powered.
That's a good point. Because statistically, she already has Goldar. What the fuck does she need at the ships?
She doesn't have Goldar right this moment.
But she...
She's trying to make
it. But there's nothing at the ships other than...
The Zeo Crystal.
It's not at the ships.
I say we go back to Zordon. Okay. The only reason Zordon wanted us to become Power Rangers is so that he can come back to life.
What makes you say that?
Because he told me. Wait, so this all is...
No, he didn't really tell you. You overheard.
Lie,
yeah.
We failed. Let's stop being delusional about being a team of superheroes.
Well, stop
We're
crushing
all
the guy's
screws.
Dreams, guy.
And as much as I hate this scrubby bullshit town, I don't want to just sit around and watch it die, okay? Let's go and do the one thing that's been asked of us and kill Rita.
You know, this is a...
And somewhere, King Mondo's just chilling. Can't fucking wait.
Forget King
really
Mondo. No one's
Zed.
Right?
Zed, he's in the next movie. He's already... They're casting him as we speak.
Yeah, that's right.
Zed should be on the moon, literally.
I'm scared as to how they're going to design him, man. I'm not looking forward to it.
I just wonder who they're going to cast the Flam.
Just use the same bodysuit.
Let's vote. Show of hands.
That, I agree with you. I think they might fuck it up, but casting, I think they might do a good job. What was with the open close fist? 2, 3, 4, 5? Is that what they were doing? Oh, finally, we got some action.
Yeah. And it only took, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Took an hour and 20 minutes to get to a point. Power pipe.
You need to sacrifice everything.
Power chain.
Power nightstick.
Morph. Just do it.
Yeah.
Power lands.
Let's put our weapons together.
I just want to point out a murder happened here. You don't think this place would have been closed off with security by now?
Do that.
No time,
isn't that the old guy?
It is, yes. Okay, so she didn't kill him. She just took his teeth.
Now she killed him.
Yeah, he's dead now.
I was beginning to think you were too dumb to know where the dead ships live.
Good shit, Trini. You tried.
Good shit, Trini.
Yeah, you tried.
Power in!
The power pipe! Ow! Oh, shit.
I'll give them an A on their choreograph. For
this one is definitely more of a badass, like.
Yeah, but nothing beats pointy cone titty fucking Rita.
No. She stole that outfit from Madonna, even.
The leader.
Yeah.
Hello, Red. You're not entirely disappointing. Look at you trying to figure out my plan. I'll just tell you. Yellow has led you.
So she's literally like fucking like a mix of astronomer, Divatox, like combined
one
in the one.
One until you tell me.
And you know more Divatox as she keeps talking.
Yeah. No. But the way she talks is very Divatox. Her look is very astronomer.
One of you does. Who could it be?
A little bit of Chiquina for flavor.
Pick on the black guy.
Yeah, right.
You know why she's drowning him? She can't, because they...
Pure of heart.
I, you know what? I'm not even gonna make a joke.
What you know. Where's my crystal?
There were too many memes around it.
You
when,
can tell me.
When she throws him in the water, they're like, of course, the chick is the one ranger that can't swim.
I'm like, which is funny, because you did swim earlier.
Yeah.
Even now, Blue? Or you
Power Rangers memes are fucking hilarious. This is what I never got about Power Rangers villains, is that they were too lax. Even Goldar. Why didn't you just kill him right then and there? Wasn't that the mission? Why say, like, oh, wait, I'll sacrifice this for this?
I guess because it was just, like, all they cared about was their goal. Like, to conquer
their
Earth.
Their goal was to conquer Earth.
Yeah, yeah. Like they didn't really care so much to kill them. Like, they
like it's
just...
like when Goldar tricked them out of the power coins, man. They freaking had their goal. Like,
yeah,
without them,
like...
with the Rangers out of the way, they could do whatever they
want. Because I always
so
feel like...
just normal humans at
I,
that point.
I always feel like, to a degree, they always kind of respected them as, like, warriors. It's like, yeah, you guys are pretty tough, but, like, you know what? Like, you know...
Like, right here, she literally could have killed them and...
Yeah, but she's just plan. Like, you know what? Like, I know you guys... Or at least here, as far as the movie's concerned, she knows they're ignorant to, like,
what's it called?
Whatever this shit is, so she's just like, there's no point.
Zero Crystal is in a Krispy Kreme?
It's underneath it.
This is a special
place.
Yeah.
The source of life itself is buried. Krispy Kreme paid good money for this promo.
Being so weak. Zordon would lose all respect for me if I don't kill you. At least one of you.
What? Is Billy
more cool? No, he's dead.
You're not ready to kill me. You're not worth it.
I don't get that. How did they untie themselves?
No, she released them.
But why?
Because she said they weren't worthy.
She knows they can't morph. Otherwise, they would have done
well,
it.
She knows Trini can.
Well, they would have done it when they were fighting her.
He's gonna be okay, right?
Nobody attempts CPR or anything.
Oh, no, seriously.
They can't morph. They can't even
do CPR. Even if you've never done it before, I'm sure you've seen it on TV. It's pretty simple to do.
Hey, come on.
Wait a minute.
they're super strong. They have the power coins. Yet Rita can kill him in an instant, and he dies by drowning.
Billy falls, he's like glowing green. So it's like I think maybe she used her power to like force him to like not hold his breath.
Or his power didn't work.
Well, that too.
Because didn't they have to go through a series of water to get to the power the chamber? What?
Well, they were holding their breath during that scene.
That was a long scene. Help me pick him up.
Like, it was never shown that the powers allowed them to breathe in the water.
I'm sorry, the soundtrack for this movie is terrible.
It really is the worst thing.
Like, this song works on The Lion King, not Power Rangers.
None of the music that they choose, other than the brief 5 seconds of the theme song that they play, like, fits Power Rangers at all. Even in the commercials, the music was trash. It was like a Kanye West fucking thing, and I'm like, really? Like, no.
Oh, Pumbaa.
Like, Rangers has always been associated with, like, rock, or just something more upbeat. It didn't necessarily have to be, like, rock.
Master Billy?
Yeah, I don't know. Alpha became Alfred for some reason. I told you that
you were not ready. Zordon, wow, Zordon.
Okay, please.
There's nothing that I could do for him. We were both reckless with our teams.
Titties.
No. I'm sorry, guys. He's dead because of me.
No, he's actually dead because of the tree.
It was all of us.
No, I pushed it. And as usual, I made the wrong decision. Out of fear, anger.
Well, they're dead because they chose to fight without morphing.
Angry. He's a great kid, you know. And he loved us. He loved it. Being a ranger.
He was not
even though he never morphed. Well, he did once.
Yeah, but he was not really.
He was the only one to morph.
Yeah,
he's
not really the only one to morph.
That seems like a fetch. It's very.
Well, it is implied that they've been training.
It's only been less than 11 days, according to that tally chart on the rock.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Billy. I'd trade my life for yours.
What's up with Kimberly in that fucking choker thing she's like wearing?
Maybe she traded his life for us.
Like a bathing suit?
Like, yeah, it looks like the top of like, you know, like a bra or bathing suit type of thing.
I would.
Me too.
Let's be real, they're only saying this because they're not dead. And as for the weakest Ranger teams of all time, they're up there.
Yeah.
Scotty.
No doubt.
The truth is,
it only took the original Rangers 10 minutes to morph.
Yeah.
They were no pussies.
It doesn't matter.
They didn't care about issues or drama or...
This is the only thing that matters.
Jason never would have got... The real Jason never would have got Billy killed.
The real...
Jason would have never got Billy killed. Billy would have never gotten himself killed.
No.
Billy was smarter than this.
Zordon, look at the grid. This is your time. Do you see it? The grid is open. Next crew.
Yes, I see it. I see it.
Next crew, Zordon. Alpha is full-blown for Zordon, not the crew. Zordon looks like, you remember those things we used to get as kids that we put our face in the metal pins?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like, yeah.
I think that's what they designed him to look like.
Master?
Where is he?
He must have stepped through the grid!
Alpha, where'd he go?
I don't know where he is. Why didn't you step through? That was your only chance.
I know. But only one can come back.
I didn't know the Buffett Grid had access to heaven, guy.
So, yeah, okay, so then why did Kendricks die?
Kendricks didn't die.
This is different canon.
Kendricks didn't die. She was just trapped in that force field thing.
True.
Yeah, she came back at the end.
She came back once...
So you're telling me the Morphin Grid can bring back Rangers from the... Only one Ranger from the dead?
I guess, yeah.
Did anybody else die?
She was the only Ranger to die in the show. Nobody else did.
No, the one guy died in Time Force, they said.
Yeah, but because of, like, a time paradox, he, like, came back.
Billy.
He actually does come back. Like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's never established anywhere that the Morphin Grid does, like, control over life.
I liked it. He's, like, the failed prototype of Zac
Efron. Oh, my God. Yes, he really is.
There can only be one Red Ranger.
Oh, there you go.
Jason, this is your time. This is your team.
And somewhere Andros is floating in space.
One yeah, per seriously. Team, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here comes the actual movie we've all been waiting for.
That's cool.
I didn't see that. He said, I see my dad.
Say it's Morphin time.
You gotta go to Krispy Kreme.
They do.
Morphin time.
Very passingly, he does.
Let's try this.
Thank you,
sir. It was all a dream. So they have to step on these feet to morph.
It's not to morph, yeah.
For the first, well, no, I don't know why. Actually, why did he say this?
That's kind of dumb.
Well, Billy didn't need it. So what do they need it? Cash only. Nice shirt, Jason.
I guess because it's in direct contact with the grid. Yeah, so there you go.
He should have dealt it.
Yeah, it was so
bad. Oh my god.
Such a lack of effort. Almost like...
Zordon have told them to say their...
That's gotta be something.
To say their ancient...
Sentai. When did Sentai start?
Oh, what do you mean?
Their shirt says 1973. That's gotta mean something.
That, oh, yeah, that might have been when the first Sentai came out. It might have been 73, yeah. Good catch.
Now I'm going to point this out. Matt, when we were trying on all the helmets.
Yeah.
You said this one was a bitch?
What do you mean?
Like, this Ranger helmet, like the red Jason's in this movie. When you tried, you said it wasn't comfortable?
No.
No?
No, it was fine.
I couldn't see out of it.
The green Mighty and the red of this.
But I feel like I can't see out of that one.
I saw out of it okay.
Combat-wise, could you fight in both of them?
I mean, they were, like, a little loose on my head, so, like, anytime I moved, it was, like,
shifty. Do they have the snaps?
Yeah, they have all the straps.
Yeah, they do have the snaps.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
But maybe that was because I just didn't have it on right. Waste.
the construction workers from the first Power Rangers movie?
Oh my god.
That would be great.
From either of these fuckers. The same fucking hole.
Yeah, what is with Power Ranger movies and construction sites?
You want the real Goldar, don't
you? Yeah, not this.
Not this.
Good to know that she,
Yeah, look.
She actually saved everyone the trouble of mining all the gold.
30 seconds left in the movie is when we get
30
the
minutes.
Rangers. Wow, 30 minutes, yeah. 30 minutes left in the movie.
Yeah, the original, we got the Power Rangers in the movie.
Literally, like, 10 minutes.
We got the Power Rangers in, like, 15 minutes top.
Look.
Zordon told them what to do.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Use your power points. Shout the name of your spirit animal.
Yeah, that would have been how I would have done it. Been like, yeah, the Morphers were like voice activated. Also, the show, Harry's, has much more affinity for martial arts.
Well, granted, they also have a five-movie... They have the... Currently, if I'm not mistaken, they had a five-movie deal. So I'm excusing the first half of this movie for a backstory to get us to like the Rangers.
Backstories don't need to be that long.
No. But still, it's like, all right, now for the second movie, it's like, all right, they know what the fuck they're doing.
Like, there's a severe problem.
To get them to this point took way too long.
It's not necessary. It's not.
And then these putties are ridiculous. They're like rock creatures. Is that the Saber Silverizer? What was that?
It's just the energy sword.
It's, yeah, like, and it's the only weapon we see them have.
I thought it was the Saber Silverizer.
Well, Jason's the only one that uses it.
Yeah, it's the only weapon we see any of them, like, have.
That's why I said it looks like Zayn's Saber Silverizer, dude, if we can just cut through it.
Talk. He doesn't talk.
They also could have not gave him chicken legs.
Like, I could forgive all of this if he had his Goldar voice. I could forgive all of it.
Nothing like the character that was in the show.
No, he looks real stupid.
Yeah.
The wings look fine. I mean, I would have been fine with those types of wings. But, like, the fact that he literally has, like, no face.
My guys!
See, I think that looks dumb.
We're too late.
Get the swords!
That's a lot of gold.
See, in the TV show, Jason already knew to freaking get the swords ready. They're just looking at this like, oh yeah, how are we gonna stop this?
No. Zordon said, get the swords ready when you need help. Alpha never actually said anything to me. He's just like, oh, by the way, you'll have these.
Yeah, by the way, these things, you can use them eventually.
Zach was the only one with the fucking common sense.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too. They can't, or at least it's not established here, they can't even, like, teleport to their Zords. Right. Like, they have to, like, physically, like,
we're going
to
Angel Grove. Let's get the Zords.
It's very inconvenient.
This is a lot different than the band.
That's really dumb.
You know what's cool about this scene too? Is it's literally shot in the exact same way as when the Zords actually come out on the show.
Oh, I actually never noticed that.
Yes, it's the exact same, like, side shot of them, like, running together.
Oh, yeah!
Or even in, like, the same order, too.
Yeah. Different Billy's fucking.
Yeah, and then they have to ruin it with Billy's stupid like I'm back.
This is the only time it actually looks like it's like.
Like this is the only time the movie becomes.
No, they actually look like. Okay, now I see it's a Tyrannosaurus. You know. One's a pterodactyl. It's
it
just
barely looks like a pterodactyl.
It looks more like a spaceship.
Yeah, yeah, it literally looks like a spaceship. It looks like a bat.
Looks like a bat wing, yeah.
It looks like that.
I'll tell you what, though. I lost my shit when I heard that in the theaters, though.
And then it was only 5 seconds. Like, literally, it was 5 seconds. Everybody in the theater lost their shit, and then I was like, and it's over.
Nothing will be as cool as the Megazord morphing sequence.
No.
Megazord sequence has been.
If you loved that, oh boy, are you in for a treat with this.
Joe literally gets hard on every time he sees it. I mean,
I fucking hate it. It's so bad. That even has, who made the toys? For this movie. Was it just Saban, or who fucking made the,
it
the toys?
It might have been Hasbro.
Who the fuck made the toys? Because they put out there was a disclaimer. It was the funniest shit. Because I have it right here.
It was like, this
Bandai.
Might not be indicative.
It was Bandai.
It was Bandai.
Bandai put it out a statement when they made the toys, saying, to anyone who is actually confused in the movie as to how it actually morphs, here's a diagram.
Yeah,
to
we
explain
never
where
actually...
everything goes.
Spoiling a little bit later, we never get to see how the Zord actually physically comes together.
Literally, Bandai put out a statement saying, "If you're confused,
they should have stole the Sentai footage."
There,
that would have been amazing.
Kim, I'll go with you.
Let's go.
Right on the instruction site. Just have them do it.
Surprise.
Listen, here we go. We got Rihanna, why?
Kanye West?
Yeah. Why?
I'll tell you what, though. At least we get to see when we were talking about individual Zords.
Yeah, they do fight. The Zords do fight. And that is...
Like, I'll throw Jason's Tyrannosaurus Rex up here. Or possibly Zach's Mastodon on that list. Because they were able to do a lot with just the Zord.
Elizabeth Banks, you're an underappreciated Shrek in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this role really made me like her. She clearly is having so much fun.
Yeah.
And she's the only one that gets it. She's like, I know Power Rangers. I met it.
I wonder if she actually did anything with Power Rangers in the past.
I don't know, she has kids or something.
She had a kid.
Like,
yeah.
Really,
I don't know, I'll look.
Or she enjoyed it when she was a kid, I don't know.
We're sorry, Bumblebee.
You know what was funny? Before he says that line, I literally said it as well. Well, not sorry, Bumblebee, but I was like, oh, there goes Bumblebee, and then he says that, and I was like, oh, alright.
They literally should have just put that transformer and disappeared in
it. Here's the thing, though, is that you know what about Jason's original Dinozord, his Tyrannosaurus, had a personality of its own when it fought.
Yeah, like the Zords could actually function like on their own. They didn't need a pilot.
No. Yo, fuck these bitches. It's Ed Sheeran again.
I almost shot you.
This is an embarrassment to Goldar.
It really is. The Krispy Kreme.
I wasn't even a fan.
This
of
looks
Krispy
like
Kreme.
Something they got the idea from, like some like Dungeons and Dragons geek
it's
from like 30 years ago.
It's like a weird fan fiction, like a very bad one.
Of course, they had to show one of their infamous donuts.
To be fair, that donut actually looks really good. It looks strawberry though, not orange.
Downtown, I'm at
Mariner
Bay on the east
side.
Call me back as soon as you get
there. Now, there's a reference for true fans.
Mariner Bay?
Mariner Bay is where the Lightspeed Rescue Rangers are from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Reefside, I want to say, was Ninja Storm? I want to say? Reefside was something else, too. I don't remember which, but Mariner Bay was Lightspeed.
Jason's dad, man. He's the coolest character, bro.
Very fortunate that Jason just so happens to be nearby.
where I wonder if Jason's dad actually recognized who he was.
It seemed like they were going for that, but they didn't see the shot. Nice Spider-Man moves he used there for the
PS4. Because he puts up on the fridge at the end. Apparently, you see him in the road. Like, this is what I want to see.
Yeah. This is what we paid, you know, like, $12 a ticket. We'll see.
Sam!
Oh,
I paid
$5. Look at yeah, I think
me.
I saw this on $5 Tuesday.
It's okay. Give me your hand.
I'm Turbo Man. Jamie!
I got a glowy chest.
Me and Zach are gonna try to push gold on through the water!
We should have dig up the floor.
Yeah, the crystal's buried.
Jesus Christ, I swear, look at the damage. I mean, okay, back in the day, Rita caused a lot of damage to Angel Grove, but they're fucking destroying this.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, go.
Guys, help! Wow, that guy
looks
like my son.
Yeah, his voice kind of sounded like my son. I know my son likes red.
Guys, what we need here is just the coffin sword to come out of nowhere and seize the day.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna throw a nod. Kimberly's doing a lot with the pterodactyl.
Yeah, Kimberly is the one that kicks the most ass in like this entire fight. That's what I'm saying. Like, Kimberly and
where's
Billy
Rito,
are the
damn it? Is he one of the, like, the putties all come together or something?
I fucking wish. To be fair, even on the show, Rita was never mentioned until his debut.
Did we do it?
But he was, like, a thing.
Did we win?
Yeah! Yeah, they only used him as a comedy character and a...
Who actually managed to destroy the Tiger Zord.
Destroy the Tiger Zord, for Christ's sake.
First one, yes.
This does not look like the fucking, destroyer. Looks like a more ripoff of a Surtur than anything else.
Of what?
Surtur. He's like this big fire creature.
Yeah, he was in Ragnarok, right?
Yeah.
Is it correct?
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's
Surtur.
Are we
it also happens to be cool.
Oh, let's go!
Is that the Morphin Grid?
No, that's the Zeocrystal.
Which is weird, because they're all green. I thought they were all colors, man.
It looked like Zeocrystal. I thought the Zeocrystal was clear.
Wait, so you're telling me the Zeocrystal is a reason they can morph? What? Not morph. The Zords come together.
Hold the line.
That's what it looks like. Probably. Those suits probably have built-in toilets. See, that crush them was perfect. That was so Power Ranger-y, it was great.
Kimberly's boobs are really perky in this outfit.
So is that Becky's, honestly. That boob armor is on point. It must be underwater.
Where do we get the, Jason
coming up soon. We also got AT-ATs, apparently.
Yo, pause it when it comes to that part.
Oh, don't worry. It's in your face. Like, the camera is literally on them.
Turn it short, it's kind of funky. That's what I'm saying. Kimberly's guy. All right, top 10 individual swords. This is fucking Kimberly's pterodactyl.
I got you.
She literally picked up the slam.
She's a gross fireball, dude.
Like legit,
Dungeons and Dragons
beast
But the swords don't have AC?
Wait, didn't Jason's Tyrannosaurus live in fire?
That's what I thought, yeah.
It's crushing me! Push them into the pit!
Oh, Rita, that was a stupid call.
What is your plan,
back though? Oh, what happened to that car, guy?
Yeah, I hope you have insurance.
It's getting too hot, guys. I don't know how much longer I can hold it.
Morphin doesn't make a dinosaur, you idiot.
I'm okay with it.
Get the power crystals.
Now, I think the Colossal Megazord is, in fact, the biggest. That's why it's called that. Like, I don't know if it beats that fucking train one, but... Get the fuck
yeah,
out of
here. This sucks.
Yeah.
Actually, they might all still be virgins. It's unfortunate.
I'm gonna go with no. We know Trini. And Billy.
Probably Zach.
See, this I don't get.
This is the closest we get to seeing them come together. Kind of resembles Goldar now. I see what you do.
Now, I think it actually, the final form looks pretty badass. But how it's put together is retarded. It's stupid.
I do like how they each have an individual cockpit. Like, yeah. That I think is cool.
But if you told me where each of the, now you look at this, you look at the Megazord on TV, and Scotty, you look at that toy over there, look at that one, then look back at this one and try and figure out where the fuck they all go. That's a better representation of what the fucking sword should look like.
Why is she being absorbed in the Goldar?
Because it's like her Zord. The Zord even kind of looks like Goldar. Just a robot form.
The Zord looks like something out of Pacific Rim.
The Pacific Rim robots look more like Zords than this Zord does.
No, I've got the arm.
No, I do. I got the leg.
You're a leg, too!
I
have the arm.
We all have to move together.
I'll lift us.
Oh, all right.
All be in the center of it like in the TV show, stupid, and they're all like different forces.
I'm okay with the different cockpits, but that's alright.
They gave it more like a Voltron type thing.
Yeah, it is very Voltron like, yeah.
Kimberly, throw a hook now!
God, the band transformed through it.
But that's what I'm saying. You literally could see, like in the original Megazord, you can see where the other animals were. This, I don't know where anybody is.
Yeah.
Looking at the toy, I can see it, but not the. Not actually here. The color is the only thing they're doing.
They just keep showing the cockpits, too.
Yeah.
They're not showing them.
Oh, Scotty, you'll get a kick out of this.
about swords.
I'm glad you know that shit.
Why didn't you call for the Megazord down? Supposed to shoot down from the sky. Like,
Power sword?
Power sword, yeah. We need a power sword.
They call the power sword and Megazord. It's really fucking cool. Such a weak fight.
It really is.
Juan? I came from the crystal. Others will come. What you have? It can't last. You know I'm right.
No. I don't know. But for now, I need you to give me staff and everything between us. And we'll take you to Zordon and let him be the judge.
Zordon. Judge me. Never. No matter what Zordon says, I know I am worthy!
Now, as a fan, you understand why this makes sense.
Yeah. I immediately was like, oh, okay. She's going to the moon.
Yeah. As watching it, if you're having no idea, you're like, well, that was Jason, stupid.
Yeah.
Did you just slap her? I did. Weird, right?
I love how they're not at all concerned about where she winds up. That's cool. They're just like, oh, she's gone.
It's the bullet. I got it, buddy. Oh.
I don't like how the command center doesn't have the viewing globe and the stuff.
None of the cool stuff.
That's what's supposed to keep them aware of what's going on in Angel Grove. Yeah.
See, now this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, this is fine. Yeah, okay, we're about to do it.
I told you it'd be famous. Is that Crucible 5?
Huh.
No, I don't think he can see me.
He grabbed any secrets, too.
Here we go.
And he's wearing green.
Look at that.
And she's wearing pink.
Tommy and Kimberly. That makes me wonder if they ended up together. You know, all things considered, canon-wise.
He's just like, time to take a photo. Okay?
They know, like, and that's weird because, like, this is why, again, another reason why I think it's more of a sequel is that they look at each other like, hey, look, hey, remember, you know. Yeah. They. Yeah. It's just a, Does everybody have a Samsung?
It actually totally looks like that, yeah.
Damn! Small endorsement you wouldn't have picked
up. Yeah. Yeah, you like destroyed half your town, but cool.
Oh! My swivel, Jason! I call this the algebra. Whoa!
They didn't kill Rita. Throw that out there.
You should keep that. You've earned it. I'll come back for it.
That was terrifying. See you, buddy.
That might be the best line in the whole fucking movie. Yeah, Jason's father knows what's up. He's wearing red now.
That's why it would have been cool if his dad was also St. John.
Yeah, you're right. That would have been cool if... Or a different... Like, it could have been any ranger, really. I would have been happy.
Oh, he's so cool.
Or it could have been Matt's boy from Lightspeed Rescue.
Ah, that would have been great. That's why you're not the leader, Zach.
Can't even win a chess.
Really? Jason Scott is here, and Kimberly Hart and Zach
This ranger team.
What did that sign say?
I was reading that too. So please no clicking while I'm.
I thought it said no dicking while I'm.
It does look like that. The C is way too close to the L. There needs to be
no,
a bigger space.
No, it says, please, no dicking while I'm teaching.
That's what it looks like.
It really does. It really does. Like, there's hardly any gap between the C and the L.
This ranger team did what my team could not.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Zoe?
You will humbly walk amongst your peers, but heroes you all will be.
Attention!
You're Yoda
attention.
Now, apparently.
Each of your names will be etched alongside the great ranger teams before you.
See? The great ranger team.
Like Zordon's team.
But there was
and whoever
more than...
came before Zordon.
Space.
I'm sure, like, these coins were passed down for millennia.
I don't know, man.
I mean, they were in the Cenozoic era.
I don't know, guy.
I think you're reading too deeply into that.
Yeah,
line.
Joe, I think you're reading too deeply into that.
I don't know, then explain the morphing grid part.
Because the powers have existed for a long time.
But they were the exact same...
I think they were just doing
egg.
That.
Yeah,
the
it's just an
fans
egg.
Like you.
I really think you're reading too deeply into those things.
I think it was just a hidden Easter egg.
Yeah.
I will always owe a debt of
because if that's what they wanted you to infer, they would have been more, like, in your face about it. It wouldn't have been so, like, brief.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say, so much for an original story.
What?
I thought it was an original story.
It is an original story.
Huh.
Power Rangers
based
is adapted
upon
Super Sentai, yeah.
But no, I know that. It was just interesting. That they would still include that even on a...
They probably have to.
Does that mean we get King Sphinx in the next one?
Oh my god,
I don't want to see how they fuck that up.
Okay.
If they can't do Goldar justice, they can't do it.
And the post-credits scene.
Oh, we have a new detention student.
Tommy Oliver?
Oliver.
Yeah, everybody
Tommy
saw
Oliver.
This coming.
Look at all the green in front.
Green jacket.
Tommy Oliver. Tommy Oliver. Tommy Oliver. Cranston.
That might have been my fault. I'm so sorry.
Oh, can't wait for Tommy.
I will admit, watching that a second time, I like it a little bit less.
Like, yeah, right?
When I watched it the first time, I kind of was like, for what it was, I enjoyed it. Watching it the second time, I'm like... Ew.
Honestly, Joe, I give that like a D, C grade, man.
I'll give
I
it
think...
a solid 6, like out of 10. Like, I would say 6.
I think they could have done so much better.
Oh, absolutely.
The beginning was really cool. I love what they did in the beginning with Zordon's team. And like I said, I would have rather seen a whole movie. If what you're saying is, and they got this 5-movie deal, whatever, I would have rather seen the story of how Zordon's team...
Yeah, if the whole movie
how
was based
to be,
on that.
Yeah.
Justin Chang from the Los Angeles Times said, gave
bring
it a slatty
Advil
tomato.
Or something stronger.
Bring Advil or something stronger. It's morphin' time. Yeah.
Man. Oh, see, that's
oh,
a
man,
reference
you must be
because
right
Rita
time.
Because Rita had headaches all the time.
Yeah.
I get it.
At over 2 hours, the movie simply takes too long to build up towards the inevitable show.
Yeah,
it takes too long,
which
yeah.
pretty quickly devolves
for
into a lot of.
For a 2-hour movie, you get like 15 minutes of Rangers. It's the same problem that the first Lionsgate Godzilla movie that came out had. Like, as much as I enjoyed that Godzilla movie, I actually really enjoyed it. Like, I will agree that it cut away to people way too much. I go to see a Godzilla movie
is that
to see
the one
Godzilla.
Brian Cranston
yes, yeah, Brian Cranston. There's literally somebody clocked in that Godzilla's only in that movie for 8 minutes. I mean, the other monsters also share a little bit of time as well, but. I defend the Godzilla movie a little bit more because even a lot of Japanese Godzilla movies suffered from that problem as well.
Mm.
So I give it a pass. But like a lot of these movies are suffering from this problem. Like I was almost worried about Justice League. Like, I was worried that Justice League was going to be like a 5 minutes of League. Like no, Justice League at least was entertaining. But...
So I think for all things considered, the movie itself. What I think about the movie again, I think there is some kind of tie in to every Power Rangers before it, but you know it's a very loose tie in.
Very, very, extremely.
But
that's true.
I like the movie. I just like, I can't really, as I said, as a Power Rangers movie, wasn't bad. I think it was better than Turbo, ain't gonna lie.
That but doesn't take much.
No.
Just about anything.
But as a movie on its own, eh. If I wasn't a fan, I'd probably be like, this sucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's a little bit of fan service, and Elizabeth Banks makes the movie. Like Bryan Cranston, Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, well, when this movie first came out, on an episode of Major Opinions on Wild Ham Radio, we did was covering this film, and I forget what I gave it then, but it's. I mean, again, there's just a lot of things that just they should have just started with a new team. It shouldn't have been a reboot.
That would have been fine. I mean, like, that could have been a good alternative. But if they really wanted to just reboot it, what I think could have even worked out a lot better is if they would have gone more of, one, the Boom Studios comic route, but they could have made it animated so that, like, they could have brought back some of the actors to voice, you know, the things. Or whatever. Like, it's like, I don't know. But, I mean, because they're doing that new Spider-Man, like, animated thing coming out in December. Mm-hmm. And, I feel like it's cool because, you know, after playing Spider-Man PS4 and stuff and how good that game's story is, like, that game's story is phenomenal. It's better than any Spider-Man movie that we've had. And it makes me think to myself, like, maybe if more Hollywood would do a lot more animation that's more aimed at older people, you know, like from teens up, like the PS4 Spider-Man game was, and they could do that with Power Rangers, then it could work, because they won't have to worry about, you know, grounding things in reality all the damn time. Like, I'm about to go on a tangent, but I don't understand why superhero movies, as opposed to anything else, absolutely has to have realism. Like, if things like Star Wars or Harry Potter can be as outlandish, Lord of the Rings can be as outlandish as they want, nobody bats an eye. But then a superhero movie comes out and everybody demands that it looks like it's, like, really happening, or it could
the MCU does a very good job at that.
No, yeah, it does. No, you're right. But before that, like, I'm talking, like, in general, like, up until recently, up until this past, like, decade, you know, like, and even during, like, still this, like, people complain about the MCU, like, people, like, say, it's a minority of people, but the people who don't like the MCU will say, like, oh, it's so, like, not believable, like, I like the Dark Knight movies because of how gritty it was and everything, and how real it was, and I'm like, I didn't start reading comics because of realism. I wanted to see, like, an alien squirrel with a green ring creating giant robots, you know, like silly stuff, like a talking raccoon, which the Guardians movies do really well. But, like, the point is that I feel like this Power Rangers movie, the point of this tangent is that it suffers from, like, the people in Hollywood being a little too, maybe,
I don't think anybody that made this movie, besides whoever was with Saban, knew what the fuck they were doing.
Well, that too, but I also feel like they were too scared. Like, they were too scared to, you know, embrace the cheesiness. Mm-hmm. You know, like they were too scared. They wanted to make it too serious that it wound up almost being a parody of itself. Yeah. You know, like,
at
least
making it too serious.
Right, it was too serious.
The TV show went the complete other way.
Yeah.
In overemphasizing the cheesiness of the whole thing.
Yeah,
which one was great about it.
Even the Super Sentais are very self-aware, you know, of how, like, ridiculous they can sometimes be. And they embrace it. And it works for it because, like, they don't care that they're a little bit cheesy. And Power Rangers was like that, too. Like, it doesn't really care.
Even Bulk made a comment in one of the first episodes, is like, ain't this the 90s?
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, blatantly there.
Yeah, it's blatantly there.
Man, but I feel like they should have had some sort of scene with the Sentai, just to...
some reference to it.
Give
yeah.
an ode to the what started it all. That
right.
would be cool.
I mean, they even did, like, because even the Godzilla, the Lionsgate Godzilla movie that came out did that. You know, for, like, the Japanese movies.
Yeah,
like, Godzilla, I mean, now they had, like...
they made Godzilla look like Godzilla.
Yeah, they made him look like Godzilla. Movies, you know? Like, and they referenced how, like, oh, the Japanese, you know, government, when they were testing nukes, like, they were trying to kill it. You know, like, you know, it was like... They were giving a lot of homage, you know, to you know, its source material, where I feel like this was almost embarrassed by the source material, and it wanted to, you know, it was just weird. It was just, it was like they tried to add elements of the show for fans, but then tried to really, really diverge from the source material.
Honestly, Joe, I think they were trying to more attract new fans than...
It was Power Rangers for a new generation.
It was a new generation, but at the same time, throwing in stuff for the old generation to just sort of be like, aha, like, I see what you did there.
They were like, oh, yeah, you know, for the older fans, yeah, we'll give you, you know, the glow.
We'll give you the cameos, we'll give you the nods.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but
like, this is free, yeah. And even then, it didn't, like, come together as well. You know, it was just... And it's not to even say that, like, okay, the movie's enjoyable because, one, the acting is pretty solid. Mm-hmm. And again, like, Elizabeth Banks was clearly having a blast in the role. And it's clear that Elizabeth Banks must have watched the show or something. Because her acting was so... Like, some of her line delivery was so, like, on point.
She made Rita a much more...
Interesting character.
Evil, menacing type of take on it than, like... The old Rita was just kind of, like... More like a comedic type. That, you know,
and she was.
Until Lord Zedd got there.
Right.
Until Lord Zedd. Once Lord Zedd got there, it was different.
Yeah. And that's why I was saying earlier that, like, there was definitely a lot of elements of other Ranger villains mixed in. Like, she was named Rita, but she behaved a little bit more like a mixture of Astronema and Divatox, which is fine. I'm totally fine that they went that route. And it's clear that Elizabeth Banks, like, was enjoying that. Like, she really... just hammed it up. And like, she embraced the silliness. You could tell in her acting, she was embracing the source material in a really good way.
When they finally revealed that Astronomer was Carone, Anders' sister, I was blown away by that.
Really?
I saw it coming. Yeah. Even as a little kid, I saw that coming a mile away as a little kid.
Because they knew each other way too well.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
Usually I pick up, go down those things, but I don't know, maybe I was just mesmerized by, you know, how good the show was.
Yeah.
You can watch Space Now as a normal TV show, and it's fucking
awesome. It holds up really well. It holds up really, really well. I mean, granted, like, things like the CGI they use are dated as hell, but, like, it's still really enjoyable. Some of the best writing that Power Rangers ever had. Yeah, like, really, really good.
So, other than that, guys, I think that about wraps it up for our first podcast.
Yeah, that definitely does.
So, live reactions of the 2017 Power Rangers movie. Thank you for listening.
We're not going to get into the 10 Zords?
Oh, we'll do that. We'll save that for next week.
Save it for next
week? Yeah.
Okay.
So next week, check us out. We're going to be talking about the top 10 individual Zords. Not the Megazords. The actual Zords that form that. Or a standalone Zord, like the Dragon Zord or Tiger Zord. So, all right, guys. This is Joe.
I'm Matt.
Scotty.
And from 335 Live. Not 205 Live. That show sucks. So thank you for tuning in with us, guys. And we'll see you next week.
We're not getting sponsored by WWE.